If I had to sit on a bench due to diabetes, it would frustrate me. My Bayer meter is very important.
Only Bayer's contour meter has programmable personal high-low settings.
It allows me to make sure that my diabetes is controlled as tightly as possible.
The contour meter, only from Bayer.
Long-term sales damage because of the gas pedal and floor mat recall, and critics wonder if the pedal fix gathering momentum this week will really solve the problem of sudden acceleration. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us with the latest.
From head office in Japan, a fervent apology today, not from the president, but from a Toyota vice president. Here in the U.S., Toyota says it's working 24/7 to fix those faulty gas pedals. Brian McCafferty's a Toyota dealer in Oakland, California.
From what we understand, we'll have parts by the end of the week, and by the end of the week, our staff will be trained to execute those repairs professionally.
Toyota says it's too soon to tell just how bad a hit sales will take, but one analyst calculates the recalls will likely cost it about $900 million, with lost sales already costing Toyota more than $150 million a week. Steve?
Military leaders head to Capitol Hill today, and a much-anticipated hearing is not about the strategy of fighting two wars overseas. CBS's Bob Fuss says it's about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy banning openly gay service members.
The hearing comes some 17 years after Congress set the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, and less than a week after President Obama told Congress in his State of the Union speech to change it.
To finally repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, will be questioned about the policy, which has resulted in more than 13,000 service people being discharged because of their sexual orientation. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
No matter what happens to the law, the military is ending the practice of investigating sexual preference based on allegations from a third party. It's off to New Hampshire today for President Obama as he continues the push to create jobs. White House correspondent Peter Mayer will be there, too.
President Obama will explain his plan to free up credit so more small businesses can get loans to hopefully expand operations and hire more workers. He sees a major roadblock to further economic recovery.
Too many companies that I'm seeing out there still can't find affordable credit.
Mr. Obama wants to take $30 billion of the money Wall Street banks have repaid to the government and use it to help community banks, banks with assets of less than $10 billion, give credit to small businesses. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
To Haiti, where there are new indications 10 Americans held there could be prosecuted in the United States. The country's prime minister says they knew what they were doing was wrong when they tried to take a busload of children to the Dominican Republic. CBS's Bill Whitaker has talked to the parents of some of the kids.
We went to the children's village in the hills above Port-au-Prince and found parents and siblings of 20 of the children, almost the entire village. The parents told us they willingly signed their children over to the Americans. We have no schools, nothing, says this mother, so I sent her away to get a better education.
Everybody signed?
Yes, they all say. She says her daughter will be better off away from here. Try telling that to her 10-year-old daughter at the orphanage.
In Miami, they're getting ready for this Sunday's Super Bowl. This year, fans will endure airport-style security with pat-downs and screening devices and dogs, says Hugo Barrera of the ATF.
These canines, they have been training over 19,000 explosive components that can detect almost anything.
And how about this security wrinkle? No tailgating.
I don't understand that. Doesn't make any sense. We have...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, you should have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
It's official. On this Groundhog Day, 2010, six more weeks of winter. So says Punxsutawney Phil this morning, seeing his shadow when he popped out of the burrow about 30 minutes ago, right? I'm telling you, big news here. You heard it here first on the Bill Press Show. Welcome, everybody. Special Groundhog Edition here of the Bill Press Show, which, of course, is also the official morning show of the Obama generation. It is Tuesday, February 2nd, and we're coming to you live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill, right in the heart of Washington, just down the street from the United States Capitol building. Our eye on negotiations over health care in the Capitol, and also big hearing today by testimony will be given by Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, where they are expected to tell Congress that they are working this year with the President and the Congress to end that outrageous policy of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, to end it this year. And President Obama off to Nashua, New Hampshire today for another town hall where he's going to talk more about his efforts to help small businesses through tax credits and other advantages in his 2011 budget. So big day for the president, big day for the Congress, and a big day for all of us. And for you, your chance to weigh in on the topics of the day at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
Bill.
Are you enjoying some Bill's brew this morning?
Not yet. Actually drinking tea. I'm a little under the weather, so I'm going with tea.
All right, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But just scotch.
I had Bill's brew the other day, though. Excellent brew.
All right, there we go. That's our new offering, Bill's Brew, available on the website at BillPressShow.com. And this is our special brand of coffee. Thanks to the USA Coffee Company. We're very proud to be partners with them. They're a union operation. The only union-grown coffee offered anywhere in this country. And Bill's Brew, you can only get it on our website at BillPressShow.com, regular or decaf, 12-ounce bags. And if you buy at least six bags, and you never buy just one bag of coffee, right? You always have extra. So if you get six, shipping is free. And you can have six for yourself or give them out to your friends. Check it out on our website, BillPressShow.com. And remember, this day, Marcus Beston. Who he? I know, that's what you're asking.
I was about to say.
Marcus Beston, someday, I'm telling you. Yeah, there will be a monument to Marcus Beston on the Washington Mall because he has made history right up there with all the greats, great Americans, as he's the first one to tell you. Marcus Beston is the first legal_ male prostitute in the country, and he practices his trade in Las Vegas, and he's the first to tell you how important he is.
I'm basically doing what Rosa Parks did when she decided to sit up front on the bus instead of the back.
you know, or what Gandhi did when he had the sit-down protests, you know, against the British embassy. You know, I'm basically trying to reset social norms.
And also Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Ben Franklin.
Martin
Luther King.
Add to the list.
And Marcus Preston.
Marcus Preston, yes, someday. There he is.
Just like Rosa Parks.
Just like, yeah, it just reminded me of Rosa Parks. Okay, so. And we don't, he plies his trade in Las Vegas, that's all we're going to say. Coming up, we're going to kick off this hour with Brent Budowski, who is a columnist for the Hill newspaper. He's got a very interesting approach to the Supreme Court's disastrous ruling on campaign finance reform. And then Melanie Sloan, whom you know as the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, who dares say, I love it already, that President Obama should boycott the National Prayer Breakfast this year. I wish. We'll find out from Melanie. We'll talk to Brent Budowski. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Actor Rip Torn is heading to rehab today after his weekend arrest for being ripped and torn up, breaking into that bank in Connecticut.
He broke into a bank.
Records show he was so drunk at the Connecticut bank where he was found with a gun that he took his shoes and hat off, leaving them at the door because he thought he was at home. That's how hammered he was. A new version of the song We Are the World was recorded yesterday in L.A. More than 75 artists gathered at Henson Recording. It's the same studio where the original 1985 All-Star Charity single was made. The lineup for this edition includes Celine Dion, Natalie Cole, Pink, the Jonas Brothers, Kanye, Tony Bennett, Barbara Streisand, and many others.
Rip Torn?
No, he's not singing on this. The proceeds will benefit the Earthquake Relief Fund in Haiti. Quincy Jones produced the session back in 1985. He's producing this one, too.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
We are the world.
No, okay.
No. Bill Press is also featured on the recording, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Golfers weren't the only ones who missed Tiger Woods at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego this past weekend. Some strippers missed him, too. At least that's what a plane that flew over Torrey Pines Golf Course said. It was pulling a banner behind it saying, "We missed you, Tiger," from the Deja Vu Showgirls.
Oh, no.
No word on who paid for the prank.
That was mean. But funny. 12 minutes after the hour, yes, indeed, Washington, a lot going on here, but there's still a lot of buzz about the Supreme Court decision on campaign finance reform, which was so bad that it even got a rebuke by President Obama in his State of the Union address and that head-shaking response from Justice Samuel Alito. So what are we going to do about it? Is there any remedy? We've asked a couple of our guests without having come up with any ideas, but here's a man who has. He's a columnist for the Hill newspaper, which you can read online at thehill.com, Brent Budowski, and his column yesterday, Corrupt to the Core. Hey, Brent, good morning.
Good to be here.
What? First of all, for our listeners who may not understand the full impact of this decision. Before we get to your remedy, why is this such a bad decision for our democracy that the court came up with?
Well, at an absolute minimum, Bill, this decision will allow corporations to spend literally unlimited amounts of money with no limit whatsoever on campaigns through independent campaign spending. What this means is, take Goldman Sachs to give one example. They paid $16 billion of bonuses. And we're finding out, they may have even paid the CEO $100 million alone, is what we're starting to learn. Now, if they pay $16 billion of bonuses, wouldn't they consider it in their interest to spend $1 billion to influence an election? So what you're going to have when you add in the oil companies, the banks, the insurance, all these people having the power under this decision to do it, if the total spending for all federal elections is between $2 billion and $3 billion for everybody, the possibility exists that any one or two or ten companies can totally dominate everyone by spending more than that. And then you're going to have members of the House or Senate and presidents who will have to wake up on every legislative decision. They're going to wake up in the morning and worry, if I vote wrong, not only will I not get their campaign contributions, but they could run $100 million of negative ads against me. Well, and that's going to take a poisoned and corrupted to the core system and make it even more poisoned and even more corrupted.
All right. Well, first, on that point,
there are limits on what an individual can give, right? So are you
saying... At the moment, there are. The court, in its wisdom, has left that open as to whether they're going to abolish that too.
All right. But so for now, then, if this decision is carried out, I guess it would be. I mean, who's going to challenge it? Well, we'll get to that. But there are limits on individuals, but no limits on corporations? It's not just that they can give, but they can give as much as they want?
Yeah, for independent expenditures, not direct donations, there is literally no limit whatsoever. Right. So an oil company, for example, can you know, a Wall Street firm, they can do whatever they want as long as it's independent. There is literally no limit.
Now, how about foreign corporations?
Well, the court, interestingly enough, specifically said they were not addressing that, which itself is kind of sad. You kind of think they'd be willing to say foreigners shouldn't buy American elections.
One would think.
That's where I'm headed with my proposal. Well, what was very interesting in this la-di-da about Justice Alito's facial expressions, which I don't think were important. I don't have any problem with that. I care about what he's doing on the court.
Yeah.
But when Obama said that it would open up the floodgates, including foreign donations, and Alito said, or nodded, if you will, no, that's not right. Arguably, one can make the case he would vote with what I am suggesting to prevent foreign domination, including by American companies that are dependent on foreign money.
Okay, but just to slow you down for a second, but under the present, one could read, at least I've heard people say this, that American subsidiaries, right, of foreign corporations could give money unlimited under this ruling, correct?
Oh, exactly. And many of the Wall Street firms and banks, by the way, deliberately have American subsidiaries so they can make more donations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing if you think about it.
All right. So how do we fix it? What do you think? What
What I am proposing, and people can check my column on thehill.com,
Corrupt
to the core, is that we limit the ability of any company or entity whatsoever that is dependent on foreign money and foreign capital. They would be banned from making unlimited donations. I mean, my theme is American elections for Americans only. And I can tell you from the reaction I've gotten so far, and my email I woke up was already flooded, and it's early, there were even a lot of Tea Party people that support what I'm suggesting. You know, that you should not have a situation, and I'll give you an example I mentioned in the column, you know, that the companies in America that financed Adolf Hitler and took investments from Nazi Germany and built their war machine, if they were technically American companies, and many companies did that, some famous names and many that aren't famous now, they would be allowed to spend unlimited amounts of their money attacking American political leaders who wanted us to enter the Second World War. So I'm focusing on the foreign influence aspect, and I'm focusing on banning unlimited donations, even for American Fortune 500s that are dependent on foreign investors or foreign capital or foreign business. That's my line of attack. It'll be supported, I would guess, by 95% of the American people. 76%, by the way, in the latest Gallup poll support doing that with American corporations, and they didn't ask them about foreign.
Isn't this analogous to, remember a couple of years ago when there was a plan on the part of the Bush administration to sell one of the ports to a Dubai a firm that was owned by the Dubai government, right? And that was bipartisan outrage of that. And as I recall, that plan was shot down, correct?
No, exactly. And there was outrage, and I think there will be outrage about this decision once Americans understand it. Now, the decision itself specifically said they were not addressing the issue of foreign influence.
Yeah, but that leaves a door open.
It leaves a door open, and you can assume they're going to try to do it, but it also opens the door for us to try to use that as the legal lever to prohibit what would otherwise be one of the greatest outrages and deformations of democracy in American history. I mean, you know, Lincoln said we're a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and the Supreme Court is saying we're a government of the money, by the money, and for the money, against the people that don't have the money. It's unbelievable. But if we have the high ground, I wouldn't want to be a Republican voting against the American Elections for Americans Only Act. I'll put it that way.
Let me tell you, I think it makes all kinds of sense, and I think you're right. It should get bipartisan support. Now, and we'll ask, we'll post your column, by the way, on our website, Brent. We'd love to do that, and also link it to thehill.com. But as powerful as The Hill is as a newspaper, right, and as powerful as you are as a columnist for The Hill, you cannot introduce legislation. So you need somebody to introduce this as a bill. Have you talked to anybody about actually picking up your idea and putting it in legislative form yet?
Oh, yes. I have written out a private memo that was more detailed than the column in more legislative form, and you can assume the right people have it in both the House, the Senate, and some in the White House now are getting it.
All right. You're not going to name any names.
No, they wouldn't want me to do that. But you can assume the names you know at the top. I mean, I'm pushing Democrats to stand up and to fight for something like this, and that includes the leadership of the House and the leadership of the Senate, and to stop this endless surrender and this endless defeatism. My problem, by the way, I heard the discussion on the show earlier about the terror cases. Yeah. I don't really care much whether you do it in New York or not. I don't have a strong opinion. I saw the problems with that from the beginning. If the pattern follows, okay, what the next thing they're going to do, and I care deeply about this, is they're going to say we can't close Guantanamo, and they're going to get all nervous in Congress.
Yeah.
And that's where we should draw the line in the sand and make the fight and say we're a nation of laws, and we're not a nation of cowards and wimps.
Thank you. That's exactly where they're going. That is part of this whole agenda, is you can't hold it anywhere on our soil. That's why we have to keep Guantanamo open. You know that argument is going to be made, if it hasn't already been made. But
Brett,
we've got to move along. So you're great. Thank you so much for doing this. You're absolutely right on this issue. Again, it's thehill.com. You can check out the column on our website, billpressshow.com. Thanks, Brent. Good luck now.
Keep punching, though.
All right, you bet. And how about you? 866-55-PRESS. America's elections, right, for Americans. American elections for Americans only. What's wrong with that? Who could possibly be against that? That's a direct response to the Supreme Court decision. I think it makes all kinds of sense. 866-55-PRESS.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Change has come to America.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-5439. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-5439. That's 1-800-400-5439. 1-800-400-5439.
Guys, don't end up sleeping on the couch this Valentine's Day. Get your loved one a dozen ProFlowers roses for only $19.99 from FreeRosesForAYear.com. That's right, a dozen roses and glass vase, only $19.99. And you can enter to win free roses for an entire year for your loved one. Go to FreeRosesForAYear.com. Order a dozen ProFlowers roses for just $19.99 and enter to win today. This offer is only available at FreeRosesForAYear.com.
Something incredible happened last night. Mary got a better night's sleep. Aches and pains didn't keep her up. She took Advil PM. She used to take Tylenol PM, but last night she switched and spent less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. And Mary is really appreciating that today. Aches and pains keeping you up? Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands and trademarks of their respective...
Look, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but doing my taxes just scares me. I just don't get it. Too many forms. Ifs, buts, and when this, then that form. And I really needed my tax refund fast. So I did my taxes at eFile.com. No math, no tax forms to choose from. And best of all, my 1040 Easy return was free at eFile.com. Huh, now they call me the 1040 Easy Girl. Ouch.
Visit eFile.com now. Less taxing, more yours. Taxes made simple at eFile.com.
Comcast presents
the on-demand couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of on-demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids shows. And now you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Sales professionals. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-500-9459 and find out how to get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-500-9459. Again, that's 1-800-500-9459.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
Previously on the Bill Press Show.
CBS Radio White House correspondent Mark Noller, who's a friend of the program, and mine. Budget. This is the kind of thing that I guess can put you to sleep.
No way. This is interesting stuff.
All right. Well, give us
people
that.
Want to know how much the government is spending, one, of money it doesn't have, and two, money it doesn't have in the name of the American people.
Podcasts on demand. Log on to BillPressShow.com. Purchase a Bill Press podcast subscription and never miss a minute. This is the Bill Press Show.
27 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show, Melanie Sloan from CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, on the National Prayer Breakfast in the next segment of the Bill Press Show. Here on the Supreme Court decision and how we might fix the problem of campaign finance reform. John, caller from Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, John.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
One of your truck driving.
Okay, thank you.
As for the campaign financing, absolutely. Only Americans, and I might add, American corporations should be allowed to contribute to any campaign, but, and this is a caveat, but there has to be strict controls on how much and who's contributing, and that comes under the heading of campaign finance reform, and without it, our elections are a sham.
Well said. And the idea, you know, John, that I didn't realize until we talked to Brent Podesky, that there are no limits on what they can do through independent expenditures, but there are on individuals. I mean, ask backwards. Man, I'll tell you. Hey, drive carefully. John Stewart out in West Seattle, Washington. Hi, Stewart.
Hi. This guy, your guest, talked about banning foreign corporations and didn't address the fact that American corporations can buy elections. We should not let the so-called these so-called people that are not people buy our elections.
Oh, I think he did. His focus is on foreign corporations, but he started out by saying how wrong this is to allow corporations to buy and sell American politicians. Look, the whole Supreme Court decision is a disaster, both for American and foreign-owned corporations.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-3328. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and are currently working but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390. 9390.
Right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
This is the Bill Press Show.
How about it? Here we are, 33 minutes after the hour on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2010, the Bill Press Show, coming to you live coast to coast from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where just 2 mornings from now, February 4, members of Congress and the President and various poobahs around town are scheduled to gather in what is billed as the annual National Prayer Breakfast. I have been invited again this year, and once again this year, I have refused to go. I refuse to go because I consider it a phony public display of religion, which violates everything I think our Constitution stands for. But there's a new voice out critical of the National Prayer Breakfast this year, and those are good friends at Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CRU. Melanie Sloan joining us this morning. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You would dare take on the National Prayer Breakfast? I mean,
I know. How dare I? It's kind of sacrosanct in Washington.
Well, it really is. I mean, other than me, I don't know anybody else who has ever been critical of the prayer breakfast, which is why I was so eager to talk to you this morning. What's your beef with it?
Well, the thing that nobody knows about the prayer breakfast is, it looks like an official event with a number of members of Congress who attend and the president attending and presidential seals around the room. You would think this was something that had been endorsed by the federal government.
Yeah.
So first, you've got the obvious problem of is the federal government endorsing a religion.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what people
because it is, no matter, even, it's not billed as a Christian event, but let's face it, it really does have heavy Christian overtones.
Well, and there's a good reason for that, and that's the thing that nobody knows about it, which is that it's put on by this group called the Fellowship, sometimes referred to as the Family. And they are a very conservative Christian group that believes they preach an unconventional brand of Christianity that focuses on meeting Jesus man to man, and it's a very male-centric religion. And they have been working under this veil of secrecy for years. They conceal its funding, its financial holdings, and its political goals. And they've had all sorts of issues. For example, the most pressing right now, I think, is probably that family members have been supporting legislation in Uganda that would impose the death penalty for if a gay person had sex and they have HIV, and life imprisonment for just any gay person having sex. And that's pretty outrageous that our president, who preaches tolerance, would be going on and appearing at an event with people who believe that gay people should be killed.
Yeah, well, this is I don't know that much about the Fellowship, but everything I heard about them, it's a pretty creepy outfit. Now, first of all, aren't they the ones that used to, or maybe still do, own this house on C Street?
Yes, absolutely, and that was another thing. So there's the C Street house, which is where John Ensign was living when he was having the affair with his former campaign staffer, who was married to his chief of staff.
Yeah, we called it the Christian Love Nest. By the way, we had we put the photos of the house, which is right down the street from us, up on our website. Yeah. So John Ensign was living there. Mark Sanford used to live or hang out there,
and,
right?
And in fact, Mark Sanford, when he gave his tearful press conference last July, talked about the C Street house and how he had not lived up to its values. Tom Coburn was at the C Street house. He was involved in helping Ensign cover up his affair. Hart was involved with it, and he's under investigation involving the PMA earmarking scandal.
And they had all kinds of like prayer meetings and stuff there, and right for with members of Congress.
And, yes, Bible meetings and prayers all the time. And also, it turns out that they were improperly taking a tax deduction for the C Street house. And they were charging members ridiculously low amounts of money to live there, and so they've had some tax problems. So we've got the tax problems, we've got the ethics problems, we've got them so close to this terrible legislation in Uganda, and we've got even worse than that, perhaps, is how much they use these events as fundraisers and networking, and they tighten up their relationships with members of Congress. They're particularly close, for example, with Senator Inhofe and from Oklahoma. And Senator Inhofe has traveled to Africa on behalf of the Fellowship, but at taxpayer expense. So he goes on what's supposed to be a foreign relations trip, and then he's helping preach for the Fellowship while he's there. And he admits to that, and that's with taxpayer dollars. So there's just so many things.
Yeah, and don't they have some big retreat or property or ranch or some secret place out in Virginia or someplace where they hold conferences and stuff? I mean, right?
Yes, they do. And nobody knows where any of their money comes from. And so when you have this Fellowship breakfast, they don't actually talk that much about the Fellowship on camera. Doug Coe, the head of this organization, rarely even takes the podium because he doesn't want people to know that he's involved and it's this really right-wing sect of religion.
Well, this would be like the Reverend Moon or somebody, right, sponsoring the prayer breakfast and nobody would know about it. How did this family or the Fellowship get to be the sponsor of the National Prayer Breakfast, for God's sakes?
Well, I mean, it was their idea, so then they started in the 50s.
Oh, really? Goes back that far?
Yep, yeah. Eisenhower, I think, was the first person, the first president who attended.
And then everybody, they're like suckers for this, because you're right. It comes across as, almost a big congressional event, right, or White House event.
Absolutely, and apparently President Obama is planning to attend, and yesterday apparently commented in response to reporters' questions, or through somebody responding from the White House, that just because he attends doesn't mean he agrees with all of their beliefs. But I think that's kind of ridiculous. When you lend the imprimatur of the presidency, you lend legitimacy to this organization and its beliefs by merely showing up. And I think that the president's view on this is completely wrong. I mean, he wouldn't show up at, say, a Ku Klux Klan rally or a neo-Nazi rally. There are just, and then say, well, just because I attended doesn't mean I endorse their beliefs.
Yeah, right. Or Fred Phelps or whatever that preacher is out in cancers, you know, the ugly anti-gay guy.
Right.
Yeah. So what is Crewe asking for? Cancellation of the breakfast or what is your...
Not cancellation of the breakfast, because, of course, the fellowship is free to have, you know, it respects their First Amendment rights. They can have their breakfast and have, you know, invite everybody, but I don't think members of Congress should attend. And so that's what we've done. We've sent a letter to the president and to the House and Senate leadership saying none of you should go, and you should tell people in your caucus not to go, because this is really troubling that you're lending legitimacy by giving the full weight of the government to this quasi-government function at this point.
Have you had any response?
No response at all. Shocking, huh?
Shocking is right. Well, the letter just came out yesterday. So maybe in 2 weeks after the breakfast, you might get a response, right? But you know what? I think it's important, though, that you... Again, I come at the constitutional problems with it, which I think is a gross violation of the separation of church and state. I mean, and also, to me, just this idea of we all get together, you know, once a year, right? And then they pretend to be pious, whatever, Christians for once a year. It's just so phony baloney. But I think you're raising this issue of the sponsorship is extremely important. Most Americans are not aware of it. And so maybe next year, if not this year, right, people will think twice about, A, having the damn thing, and B, who, under what sponsorship?
Right. Yeah, I certainly hope so. But, and at the very least, I thought by sending out the letter and talking to folks like you so that, you know, people around the country can hear about it, they'll know that this breakfast isn't,
yes,
in fact, a government function, and they'll know who's really behind it and how scary these people are.
And, you know, Mel, I'm sorry, I don't have it right on the tip of my tongue, but there is one in-depth article that I've read about the fellowship, raising questions about them and about this, particularly the events that they have out at this place in Virginia. I've got it in my notes somewhere, right? I'm going to look that up. I'll send you a reference to it, and I'm going to put a reference up to that on our website as well so people can look more into this, into the family. What you've done, you know what? We need a little sunlight, right? A little transparency on the family.
We do. And let me just also say, I commend a book on this subject to you,
good,
too. Jeff Charlotte wrote a book called The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. And it talks about the rise of the family and its influence in political circles. I mean, they basically work as their own little State Department.
Jeff Charlotte, right?
Yep, Sharlett. It's a great book.
Sharlett. All right. The Family, is that it?
Yep.
You got it. Melanie, you're in, you know, as always, you're way ahead of the rest of us on this. This is really good stuff. Thank you so much to you. Thank you to Crewe. And, again, we'll put a link up on our website. And you're fighting the good fight. Thanks,
right,
Melanie.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you. So what do you think, people? 866-55-PRESS. I got to tell you, I think it offends me, this prayer breakfast. Every year that I've been in Washington, I have been invited. And I know it's always considered, oh, you have to be there because you show you're a good person by going to the prayer breakfast. And the journalists go. There's even a dinner the night before. Cal Thomas sponsors it every year. I disagree with Cal politically, but I like him. He's a friend. But I won't go to his dinner, and I won't go to the damn prayer breakfast. I just think it's phony to go out there and wear your religion on your sleeve, and particularly phony when this cult, this Christian cult called the family, is the sponsor of it. How about you? 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377, or is it just unacceptable to dare question the National Prayer Breakfast?
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Attention, listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaurente.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards, and with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Attention, if you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a six-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-377-9636 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
Listen to AM760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour, the Academy Award nominations are being announced now, right now as we speak, in Hollywood, Beverly Hills. So far, I can bring you the Best Actress nominations. The five nominees are Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side, Helen Mirren, The Last Station, Carey Mulligan for An Education, I think it's Gabori Sidibe for Precious, and then Meryl Streep, of course, for Julie and Julia. We'll have a whole list for you up on our website just a little bit later. Here on the Prayer Breakfast, Bruce calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
All right. What do you think?
I think that there does need to be more transparency so that Congress knows what this is really all about. I read Charlotte's book on family. And there's just some really disturbing stuff, not just politically. I mean, theologically, they're off the wall. I'm a pastor, and I know that you can't go to David having an affair with Bathsheba and having that mean that if you're in God's court, then you can have sex with whoever you want to.
Well, that
that's
seems
part
to...
of what these people believe.
Is that right? Well, that seems to be the creed at the Sea House down the street here, right?
That's exactly how Ensign and Sanford and all those people justify that behavior.
Whoa, I didn't realize that. I think Charlotte may have been the author of the article that I mentioned. I remember doing a little research on this at one point and reading this article by someone. Probably was Charlotte. Maybe it was a chapter of the book, The Family. But again, at least Congress, members of Congress, most of them go there. I think they think of it as an official function and don't realize who's sponsoring it.
Or what those who sponsor it really represent, because a lot of that absolutely is not transparent. It's not out there.
Appreciate the call, Bruce. Pastor Bruce, thank you. Good to hear from you. Alan, calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. As a friend of mine used to say, those people give all Christians a bad name. Alan. Hi, Alan.
How are you, Bill?
All right, good. What do you think?
First of all, well, I'm a left Democrat, first and foremost, but I'm a Christian also, and I'm kind of offended by the comment that it's, you know, it's for show, and it may be for some people, but I think at this point in time where our party is headed, we need all the prayer we could possibly get with the decision-making going on in Washington.
Well, I don't dispute that, but does it have to be public prayer? I mean, and do you really think, and by the way, you know, my position about the prayer breakfast was true when Clinton was in the White House, when Bush was in the White House, and now that Obama's in the White House. Do you really think all these politicians are genuine for once a year going up and showing up at the prayer breakfast and then they check off that box, right? Okay, got the Christian base covered.
No, well, see, that's, as a Christian, it's not our job to judge. We live our Christian faith as we see fit. But for any and everybody to judge, that's your opinion. But if you want to go out and go to a prayer breakfast and pray for this country and this administration, which we desperately need, I don't think it should be looked at as, putting on a dog and pony show, regardless of the administration.
Well, Alan, thank you for the call, but I go back to Scripture. When you pray, pray in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. You don't have to go to the freaking prayer breakfast to prove you're a Christian. Joe, calling from New Lenox, Illinois. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I'm an atheist. I don't believe anything superstitious nor supernatural. All religion falls underneath superstition and has gotten way too much credit and way too much respect, undeserved respect. I would love to see this thing ended and put to bed.
I was just going to say, I'll bet being an atheist that he would be one of the first ones to say they should not go to the prayer breakfast.
For your
own reasons. But at least people ought to know who's behind this. They ought to know who this family is and what they really represent. Thanks, Joe. Good to hear from you. Tony in Chicago. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Bill. My position on it is I think it's the right thing for Obama to attend the prayer breakfast because I don't think Christianity is necessarily synonymous with being a Republican. I think there are a number Democrats and Christians alike, and I don't think that it's appropriate for Democrats to step aside and allow the Republicans to essentially hijack the faith.
All right, Tony, I'm going to take your point and agree with it. In fact, I wrote a book about it. It's called How the Republicans Stole Religion, and it's still out in paperback, by the way. It's a damn good book. And I know the president doesn't dare not go to this, but that's the problem. It's presented as an official function. Everybody goes, and not everybody knows who's behind it. That's why Cruz is doing the right thing. Peter's got the nominations for Best Picture here. Peter?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we've got 10 different movies.
Whoa. Okay.
Nominated. Nominees for Best Picture are Avatar.
Wow. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. The Blind Side.
Uh huh.
District 9. An Education. The Hurt Locker. Inglourious Basterds. Precious. A Serious Man. Up and Up in the Air.
Up in the Air.
Yeah, which a lot of people figured would get in get in there. So that's very cool. And Up is the animated movie, which I didn't really see coming.
And we don't have Julie and Julia, not there, huh?
Julie not there. Best Actor, we have Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart, George Clooney, Up in the Air, mm-hmm. Colin Firth in A Single Man, Morgan Freeman, Invictus, and
Whoa.
Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker. The Hurt Locker is showing up a lot.
Yeah.
And that won a couple of awards before the Oscars.
And I've heard great things about Morgan Freeman and Invictus. Haven't seen it yet. All I gotta say is, man, with those nominations, I got a lot of movies I've got to see between now and whenever the awards are finally given out. Okay, thanks for your calls, comments about the prayer breakfast. Welcome at BillPressShow.com, and I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The time for bickering is over.
Morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information. information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
Stop the breakage. Restore dry, brittle, damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I can't remember the last time I could brush my hair without having to clean the brush at least twice during the process. Ovation is not high enough praise. Standing Ovation. 21-man salute. Blue Angels fly over. That's more like it.
For healthier hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy is so good, it's guaranteed.
I'm very pleased with Ovation. Your money-back guarantee got me to try it. My hair is much shinier, softer, and fuller looking. My stylist can really see the difference. My hair is so healthy. I can continue with perms and color. Ovation, for my money, you're the real deal.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed, Ovation works.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads for sales professionals. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-500-9459 and find out how to get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-500-9459. Again, that's 1-800-500-9459.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
With a 91% conviction rate. And that included Richard Reed up in Boston and Al-Qaeda operative Zacharias Moussaoui in Alexandria, Virginia. Yes, trying terrorist suspects in federal civilian courts was the right policy for Bush and Cheney, and it's the right policy for President Obama. As for those Democrats who've turned table here, they're just chicken. So afraid of being accused of being soft on terror that they run for the hills at the slightest criticism. Well, you know, if New York City doesn't want this trial, let's take it to somewhere where the people are tough. The people will stand up to terrorists. Someplace like Alexandria, Virginia. Why not? Tom Harkin, the good senator from Iowa, joins us with you tomorrow. Have a good one.
This is the Bill Press Show. Mifidata.
Kevin Richards' identity is in trouble.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin, hey, it's me, your identity. Bad news, I've been stolen.
What? What? How?
That stupid pin you use? Kevin, 123. Yeah, didn't take a genius to figure that one out. Pretty dumb, man.
Okay, listen, stay calm. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah, good luck with that, El Capitan.
Why are you talking like that?
Sorry, now I'm Terry's identity. Oh, I gotta go, man.
Your identity is counting on you. Time to get Identity Guard Total Protection, PC World's top-rated identity protection service. Go to identityguard.com today. Get your free identity checkup and find out if yours has been exposed and what you can do to protect it. That's identityguard.com.
I'm gonna buy me a new widescreen LCD TV!
Oh, no, 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 don't do that!
Get your free identity checkup at identityguard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
With AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A commuter flight crashed near Buffalo almost a year ago, killing 50 people. The National Transportation Safety Board meets within the hour to spell out the probable cause. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us fatigue and pilot inexperience played a part.
Colgan Air, which operated Continental Flight 3407, has already made changes to its training guidelines, requiring pilots to log more flight time before being hired and putting pilots through tougher training maneuvers and conditions. The pilots' union says simply blaming the two who were at the controls that night ignores much broader issues.
Former government official Mary Schiavo says the airline should not get a pass.
Colgan was flying this plane, and these pilots were flying with an interim manual. They didn't even have a flight manual or a pilot's manual.
USA Today says it was able to document 65,000 flights that took off over a six-year period, even though the planes had not been properly maintained. A former NTSB official tells the paper that in some cases, work wasn't done right. In others, it just wasn't done. A Senate hearing that gets underway shortly will take a look at Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bans openly gay service members. President Obama wants Congress to repeal the ban. Kevin Nix, who represents gays in the military, says the ban's out of date.
Those who fought in this century in Iraq and Afghanistan, for example, tend to be okay largely with their gay comrades.
The Pentagon will spend the next year studying Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Could a simple supplement prevent schizophrenia? CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
For decades, doctors have had to watch helplessly as patients showing early signs of schizophrenia have descended into full-blown psychosis. They've long theorized that schizophrenia is caused by problems in the way the brain absorbs fatty acids. And now, a small Austrian study suggests regular doses of fish oil can prevent the condition from worsening. A major international study is getting underway right now in the hopes of replicating the study. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Out a short time ago, this year's Oscar list, did your favorite make the cut? Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Beverly Hills. The nominees, Steve?
We have an indigenous population of humanoids.
Well, Frank, the sci-fi blockbuster Avatar is tied for the top spot with the most nominations with 9. Also with 9, the Iraq war drama The Hurt Locker. They're both up for the top prize, Best Picture. Other films up for Best Picture include Inglourious Basterds, Precious, The Blind Side, Up in the Air, and the animated film Up. Among those battling for Best Actor, Jeff Bridges and George Clooney. Best Actress nominees include Meryl Streep and Sandra Bullock. Live at the Motion Picture Academy in Beverly Hills, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Toyota dealers around the country could begin to get repair kits today so they can start fixing gas pedals that might get stuck, causing dangerous unintended acceleration. Critics say that fix may not be mechanical. They suspect a malfunctioning electrical sensor. Toyota insists that's not the case. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents A Word from Mike Rowe.
Save.
Thank you. For Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, this has been A Word from Mike Rowe.
Wait a minute. That's not all I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about the service departments at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. You know, I wanted to talk about trust, confidence, expertise. Well, go ahead. All right. Look, the people I know want to keep their cars running as well as they can for as long as they can. It makes sense, right? Well, the way you do that is you take care of it at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. And? Right, and save. You can also save there.
Correct. Buying tires can be a sure thing at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, even if you're not driving a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury vehicle. Just bring in any competitor's current price ad on any of the name brand tires we sell, now or within 30 days of your purchase from us, and we'll beat that price. Guaranteed.
Can't beat that with a stick. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service.
See participating dealership or visit GenuineService.com for details through 12/31/10.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Over the objection of many Republican lawmakers, the Colorado House has agreed to get rid of tax breaks for some businesses. That's to help balance the state budget. Republican Frank McNulty is opposed.
Let there be no mistake. Those who create jobs, those who sign the front of paychecks, are very concerned.
House lawmakers also approved a tax on software downloaded from the Internet and fast food takeout boxes. The state has ordered a Denver-based mortuary to close up shop. State regulators say the Pipkin Mortuary can continue to hold funerals through next Monday, but after the 8th, it'll be closed. Pipkin apparently failed to follow a new state law that took effect at the beginning of the year and is not technically registered as a mortuary. Karen Gerwitz is with the Department of Regulatory Agencies.
The reason why we are issuing the cease and desist is because he was not registered as the law required as of January 1st.
The department is also investigating what happened at the mortuary last Friday when grieving family members at a viewing saw the wrong body in the casket. The mortuary says it's conducting its own review. In sports, the Denver Nuggets beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 112-109. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No wrecks or stalls to get in your way. However, slow stretches building in those usual spots like northbound 225 coming up on 6th Avenue, southbound I-25 getting busier on the approach to 112, taking you down towards 84th. Speeds are going to dip down into the 20s and 30s through that stretch. Eastbound 270 is also loading up on that approach to Vasquez. In the high country, slick spots along I-70 between Vail and Georgetown. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high in the low 50s. Currently, it's 21 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got a really, really busy show for you today. We're going to be jumping all over the place today. All over the place. It's Time Warp Tuesday. Trying to give everybody a heads up about that, where we will be doing our contest for that pair of tickets to Denver Summer Brew Fest. We're going to be giving it away. Today's Time Warp Tuesday is in the movie genre. Last week it was in TV. We will be doing it at around 7:45, 7:50. We'll be playing three movie clips, and then you can call in and we will take your guesses on questions surrounding those clips, and whoever wins the contest, and we'll do it on air, we'll win these pair of tickets to the Denver Brew Fest. We have a really, really busy show for you. At 7:20, we're going to be joined by State Representative Joe Rice about his bill to try to protect Colorado's local car dealerships from being crushed by the big car manufacturers. There's this really a power struggle right now between local car dealerships and the big manufacturers. Really, really interesting. So we're going to check in with him at 7:20. Then, as I said, 7:50, we're going to do our Time Warp Tuesday segment, so tune in for that. Then at 8, Bloomberg News' London Bureau Chief has a new book out called Complicit, How Greed and Collusion Made the Credit Crisis Unstoppable. So we'll check in with him at 8. Then at 8:30, our weekly segment with Carl Frisch of Media Matters, just to figure out what's going on in the right-wing media this week. At 9, very, very psyched about this, one of the world's most serious, most studious, most learned experts on that oh-so-intellectual topic, Lost. That's right, Lost debuts tonight, season 6. We're going to be checking in with David Lavery, who is the author of Lost's Buried Treasure. I don't know about you, I'm really psyched. And on our website, by the way, we have the preview to Lost season 6. Linked on our website, am760.net.
Now, Dave, do you feel like you know pretty much what's going on
in the series?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that's why the double entendre name of the show.
Do you think this was the intention of the show when they started out season one? See, I think this just kind of developed over, you know, I think season one was just like, hey, you know, we're going to crash this plane, they're going to be lost on this island. And then I think over time it became what it is, and they're just trying to confuse the audience, man.
Here's what I think.
You got to ask them that for me.
I will. And you ask him.
Okay.
You ask
I will.
Him. But I mean, here's what I think. I think they're making so much cash that they don't care. That they're just like, we have strung people along for so long now.
Do you think that was the intent when they first started writing this thing?
I think is brilliant about Lost. I think what's brilliant about it is, and we'll find out if they had. We're not going to know if they had a master plan until season six. That's why I'm so psyched. But I think one thing that you got to give Lost credit for is that it has flipped the formula of shows on its head. That what it has said, I think its premise, I think J.J. Abrams' premise is that the adventure is better and more the goal than the destination. Right? That we're so used to watching movies where we're like, or TV where we're like, headed towards the final destination.
Building suspense is building, right. then it happens, and then there's and like then a happy ending.
Right. And the thing is, I think J.J. Abrams is like, look, if we can make the ride awesome, who cares if the end is cool or not?
Right.
You know, now, I will also say this, that never in the history of television, at least have I seen, a show that will be looked back on and judged more singularly on how it ends. Meaning, a lot of people say, and I think, the show is great, and if the ending sucks, I'm going to be like, that show sucked. You know what I'm saying?
But for me, there's so much symbolism in it, you know, in the entire thing, and that's what's hard to grasp, is there's so many things you're supposed to grab some kind of ulterior motive or meaning from.
I also read this piece in Wired, which said that it's the first crowdsourced show, and I didn't get a chance to do this, but what they were saying was that the show, to really feel the show, to really get the show in a full way, you had to watch it and then go online and read about it among Lost experts to decode it for you. I mean, my favorite expert was Jeff Jensen, Entertainment Weekly's Jeff. Right. He wrote a column about it every week, Lost on Lost, I think it was called. And I didn't get to do that because I watched it.
You were behind.
I was behind, and I watched it on Netflix. So I can't wait to talk to this guy. He's the author of this book, Lost Buried Treasures, and the Lostpedia. So if you have questions, make sure to ask them. And then finally, at 9:30, we talked earlier in the month about a bill ending gender discrimination in healthcare here in Colorado. The idea is that health insurers right now can charge women higher rates, higher premiums for insurance. And there's a bill in the legislature to end gender discrimination. Unfortunately, that bill is teetering on the brink. So we're going to check in with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative's Kelly Shanahan to update us on where that bill is and a call to action, what you can do to help get it passed. There are a couple legislators, including some usually solid Democratic liberals, who are still on the fence about this, who I think we can push. So that's at 9:30. A lot of national news out there today. And we're going to get into, I'll update you on the Oscar nominations, and what the groundhog found today on Groundhog Day. Is winter going to be longer? I'll update you on that a little later on in the hour. But I wanted to first fill you in on the big top line news. President Obama's budget, we mentioned it yesterday. Big increases for defense. Surprisingly big increases for war spending. That's not so good, which is an understatement. It's real bad in my mind. But there is some good news. There is some good news. We talked yesterday about this terrible situation down in Colorado Springs where the anti-tax movement is effectively destroying that city. And a little later on in the broadcast, I'll fill you in also on this story about how the police department down there is so desperate now that they're asking for volunteers. I'll fill you in on that. But at the national level, I got to give President Obama's budget some credit for not embracing the anti-tax fervor like some other Democrats have and like obviously the Republicans have. I'm reading here from the Wall Street Journal. President Obama's $3.8 trillion budget for the coming fiscal year raises taxes on businesses and upper-income households by $2 trillion over 10 years. Now, it goes on to say that it cuts spending on programs with considerable political support. But I got to give him credit for proposing a budget that starts to ask us to have a tax debate in this country. The budget calls for nearly $1 trillion in tax increases on family with income above $250,000 over the next decade, largely by allowing, simply, tax cuts from the administration of George W. Bush to expire. Those tax cuts, of course, were the single biggest contributors to the current federal deficit. Obama does plan to extend Bush tax cuts for middle-income people, and he also would levy, banks and multinational corporations would face some new fees and levies. Oil companies would lose $36.5 billion in tax breaks over the next decade. This is prudent fiscal management. I think the spending cuts are terrible. We want to be spending more money right now, want the government to, so it can spend countercyclically. That's economics 101. And I know you conservative lunatics out there think that when it's a recession, it's a good time for the government to cut spending. Go back to your economics books. You want the government to spend countercyclically during a recession. And raising taxes or letting tax cuts for people making over $250,000 a year expire, that's prudent fiscal management. And you know it's prudent fiscal management because it's coming at a time that the New York Times reports that if we don't start to take revenue-raising measures at the national level, we will not be able to deal with national priorities. So big kudos to President Obama, at least on the tax issues. At least on the tax issues. I got some serious problems with him trying to cut domestic discretionary spending, that social safety net spending. I got a big problem with him massively increasing spending on defense in particular. I don't have a problem with him increasing spending at a macro level, the idea of just simply increasing spending. But I would like to see him increase spending on basic infrastructure, on the social safety net. I'd rather not see him continue to raise spending on defense, but at least on taxes. We are going to have a tax debate in this country, a much overdue tax debate, to make sure our country, or at least have the debate over whether our country should at a national level become the mess that Colorado Springs has become, the mess that we discussed yesterday. So kudos to President Obama on that. Up next, Representative Joe Rice on the battle between local auto dealerships right here in Colorado and the big car manufacturers. The big car manufacturers trying to crush some local dealerships here. What is it about? What can the state legislature do? Also, we'll update you on the Oscar nominations just off the wire. And what did the groundhog say? Today is Groundhog Day. He has made his pronouncements, all that. After a traffic update with John Turk.
Stupid groundhog. Traffic looking pretty busy for us, although we are accident-free around the metro. Southbound I-25 filling up North Glen across Thornton. Going to break loose after 84th Avenue. More jams downtown after 48th. Southbound 225 also heavy as you approach the tech center after Yosemite. Northbound side also heavy from Parker Road to 6th Avenue. But like I said, no accidents. May see some more traffic on 285 this morning between Wadsworth and Sheridan as you travel eastbound. Forecast, sunny skies, maybe a little breezy but warm. A high near 52. Right now, 25 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about the right time to have your vehicle serviced.
Oh, I don't know. I guess now would be good.
Now Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the Works Fuel Saver package. Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So then, right now.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5-quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees. Expert, see participating dealership or visit GenuineService.com for mailing rebate details through 32710.
Just tell me, is it now?
It's now, Mike.
This is the sound of a car door slamming. This is my girlfriend speeding away. This is us 40 minutes earlier entering Sushi Kaiju for a romantic dinner. I found Sushi Kaiju by searching online. No mention was made of the rude service or the tainted Toro. Diana loved tuna.
Yahoo Search delivers restaurant reviews and ratings, maps and more, all on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
Attention business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
Look, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but doing my taxes just scares me. I just don't get it. Too many forms. Ifs, buts, and when this, then that form. And I really needed my tax refund fast. So I did my taxes at eFile.com. No math, no tax forms to choose from. And best of all, my 1040 Easy Return was free at eFile.com. Huh, now they call me the 1040 Easy Girl. Ouch.
Visit eFile.com now. Less taxing, more yours. Taxes made simple at eFile.com.
No financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
AM 720 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Oscar winners. I just want to fill you in on those before we get to our guest. Among the nominees for Best Picture, they were just announced just now. Here are the nominees for Best Picture: Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, A Serious Man, Up. And Up in the Air. It's actually a pretty good lineup. And usually, I think the Academy has been really screwed up.
Up gets my vote.
Up was really good, but I'm going with The Serious Man with the Coen Brothers. It blew me away. And The Hurt Locker is pretty awesome too. And District 9 was pretty awesome. So it's a really good lineup this year. Best Director, James Cameron for Avatar, Catherine Bigelow, his former wife for The Hurt Locker, Tarantino for Inglourious Basterds, Lee Daniels for Precious, Jason Reitman for Up in the Air. My guess is they're going to give it to Reitman. Up in the Air is good, but I think it was overrated. Best Actor, Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart, George Clooney, Up in the Air, Colin Firth for A Single Man, Morgan Freeman for Invictus, Jeremy Renner for The Hurt Locker. I hope Jeremy Renner wins that one. Best Actress, Sandra Bullock, The Blind Side, Helen Mirren for The Last Station, Carrie Mulligan, An Education, Gabri Sibide, I hope I'm saying that name right, for Precious, Meryl Streep for Julie and Julia. And also, The Groundhog. Just want to fill you in on that as well. This is just off the wire as well. Punxsutawney Phil, America's most famous rodent prognosticator, saw his shadow Tuesday signaling 6 more weeks of winter. Phil emerged from his ceremonial tree stump at Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, to a cheering crowd that had waited in the cold for his annual prediction. And this is the 99th time that Phil, in his various incarnations, has seen his shadow, according to Groundhog.org. So a longer winter, unfortunately. Boo! Come on, Groundhog! You gotta do better than that. All right. We're moving to our guest now. Representative Joe Rice is on the line with us. He's from Littleton. He has a bill that I wanted to discuss because I know it's of interest to local business here. We talk a lot about local businesses and the economy, and I know a lot of our listeners right now are in their cars. And there is an issue kind of a power struggle between the manufacturers of cars and your local dealerships. And Representative Rice's bill tries to deal with that power struggle. Representative Rice, thanks for taking the time this morning. Tell us what your bill does and what the problem is that you're trying to address.
Well, good morning, David. Thanks for taking the time. The bill, in short, it's kind of, as we come out of this recession and try to restore some of the balance, both at the federal level and the state level, between, to use the phrase, Wall Street and Main Street, because what we had is we had successful local businesses. Most auto dealers are local businesses. Some have been in the family. One shut down was in the family all over 80 years. And they weren't shut down because of performance failures or anything. They were successful. A couple of these dealers were the number one performing dealer in the market area, so it's amazing. But yet this centralized planning based on who knows what back in Detroit and back on Wall Street was shutting down and did shut down some of these dealers. Now, we can't do much about that. If they want to make a bad decision, we can't do that. But it gets worse. Because what some of them have then done is after they've shut down a business that, again, was making money, and employees there were making money and now are in the unemployment line, then in a few of these cases, the manufacturers have turned around and reopened the franchise, in one case, literally across the street from where it used to be, by combining, by adding that franchise to an existing dealer that was not shut down. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with good, honest competition. You have two dealers that are next door to each other or whatever the case might be. If they're both making money, that's what we want. But to take the property essentially of one and to give it to somebody else is wrong. And I think it's also a bad corporate decision and one reason why Wall Street and Detroit have found themselves in trouble because of things like this.
Well, why would the manufacturer shut down or basically effectively change or strip ownership through these kinds of moves? Why would a manufacturer do that? What's in it for them?
You know, it's really hard to tell. It just seems like a really stupid decision in most cases, because even when they came and testified, the manufacturers' representatives came and testified at the committee last week, and they didn't really offer a good explanation. I mean, what it really comes down to, it seems like they have, you know, just these centralized planning criteria that it doesn't seem to be doing the manufacturer any good, because you know, it doesn't cost the manufacturer any money to have, you know, two dealers versus one if they sell still 5,000 cars between them. Or whether they sell 5,000 at one of them. They still make their money. And it just seems, you know, frankly, part of it seems like it could be to shut down some of these local dealers and to do more consolidation into these big dealerships like, you know, Auto Nation and others, which, again, there's nothing wrong with that, but when you have a still of a local guy or local business or local family that's been doing well and is connected to the community. I mean, most of these auto dealerships, you know, they live on repeat business, on their reputation, on their involvement in the community, and it's just not the same when you're dealing with a big conglomeration of dealerships. And again, I don't know if that's the reason. They just really haven't. It's not something that anybody can understand. I think a lot of people can look at Detroit and Wall Street and look at some of the decisions they've made and not be able to figure them out.
Again, it's House Bill 1049 on the line with us, the State Representative Joe Rice, who's introduced this bill. And it's a bipartisan bill, by the way. It's co-sponsored by Representative Marshall Looper, a Republican from El Paso County, and in the Senate. It's being sponsored by Chris Romer and Sean Mitchell. Again, it's HB 1049 for those who are interested. And it seems to me, my last question for you is, it seems to me that what the manufacturers are potentially doing here is could end up for the average consumer limiting competition between dealerships. I mean, if you have less local dealerships competing with each other on price, on service, et cetera, you get less competition for the average consumer. Do I have that right, you think?
You know, I think that may be another reason is, yeah, to try to limit the market a little bit to drive down the competition and drive up prices.
And again, the bill is HB 1049. Just real quickly, where is this bill in process right now? I mean, does it have a good shot of passing? Where is it in the legislative process?
It passed out of the House yesterday by 60-5, and it now goes over to the Senate, where Senator Romer and Senator Mitchell will take it through committee and do it. I think it stands very good prospects. And, you know, there's one other key part of the bill very quickly that I think a lot of people would also think makes sense. In some cases, a manufacturer will get with a dealer, sign a contract with that dealer to carry a brand. Then the manufacturer will come back and say, you need to build a $5 million showroom. And then they'll turn right around and say, you know what, we changed our mind, never mind, and leave the dealer stuck with that bill. And that's another part that the bill addresses.
Yeah, that is a real problem. Again, it's HB 1049. Representative Joe Rice, the Democrat of Littleton, is the lead sponsor of this bill. It is to protect local auto dealerships here, protect competition, by the way, between local auto dealerships. Price competition, service competition from manufacturers, the big manufacturers coming in and effectively crushing them. Representative Rice, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, David.
Good day. Good talking to you, too. 729 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Remember, Time Warp Tuesday coming up at 7:50. We're going to give away that pair of tickets to the Denver Summer Brew Fest, a really, really good gift. We're doing Time Warp Tuesday. We play three clips from old movies, TV, music, usually from the 80s, and you have to guess where they're from, and I'm going to have a question about all of them, the where they're from, what they refer to, and the first caller who gets it right will win that pair of tickets to the Denver Summer Brew Fest. Up next.
And that's a cool event.
It is a really cool event. I'm going to be there. We'll have somewhere, and we'll in one part of the Brew Fest, and we'll
sip an IPA.
Sip or gulp?
Imbibe.
an IPA. Up next, Secretary of Education Arne Duncan apologizes for some crazy talk about Katrina. ExxonMobil lamenting that it profited by only $19 billion last year. Apparently that's bad news for ExxonMobil, unbelievably. Goldman Sachs' CEO planning to pay himself a nine-figure bonus. Nine-figure bonus. Your taxpayer dollars at work. All that and some of your calls after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
I will not take bribes, but I will imbibe, Dave. That's my motto.
That's a good motto, man.
You like that one?
Yeah. We'll work for beer.
Hop care for everyone.
We'll work for beer.
Yes, exactly. All right, the traffic, still accident-free on the highways around town. Northbound 225, heavy from the spillway up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders hitting the brakes there around Iliff all the way down to 25. On 25, normal jams coming southbound in Thornton, North Glen, also downtown after 48th Avenue. Northbounders hitting the brakes at Lincoln, taking you past 6th Avenue. We do have a couple surface street crashes out there. Two car accident, 95th and Baseline, and also one at Mississippi and Sable in Aurora. Forecast sunny and warm, highs and low 50s, right now 25 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Start feeling better today. NextCare Urgent Care offers multiple walk-in locations for immediate caring and affordable health care, including conclusive H1N1 and seasonal flu testing. All major insurance accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit nextcare.com today.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
Charges. Distance alert. Priority at a fraction of the cost of Quest. Voicemail to email. Automated offsite data backup with unlimited tech support for data recovery. Website hosting, development, optimization, and free video studio. Email host. Call now. 303-BUNDLES. 303-BUNDLES. Or 303BUNDLES.com.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah. I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurostin.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurostin's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
People everywhere recommending Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair guaranteed.
I started using Ovation for my thinning hair, but Ovation has also cleared up the skin condition on my scalp I've been fighting for over 20 years. Ovation really works.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed.
Ovation works. Ovation is for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back, guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine, and my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone, and I do.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results, guaranteed. Ovation works.
Attention, if you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-377-9636 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
736 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. President Obama's budget proposes about $2 trillion worth of tax increases over 10 years. The biggest one is the proposal to not extend President Bush's tax breaks for those making over $250,000 a year. Good idea or bad idea? 303-713-7600. We'll take a couple of your calls. Got some open lines. 303-713-7600. I think it's a great idea. I think it's one of the best parts of President Obama's budget. When you look down to Colorado Springs, you see what happens when you have a city run by the anti-tax passions of the far right. And I think I've got some real criticism for President Obama where he's putting new spending in his budget, why he doesn't take on bloated defense spending. But I think he's doing the right thing by starting us on a national debate about taxes. What do you think? 303-713-7600. You can instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Over there you'll also see the preview for Lost Season 6, which starts tonight at 9 a.m., we're going to have on one of the nation's leading Lost experts to go over where we are in the series, why the series is so important, ask some questions about what he thinks is going to happen in Lost. I want to fill you in on some big news stories other than President Obama's budget that I mentioned. Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan made a complete ass out of himself and now is apologizing for making an ass out of himself. What did he do? Today he apologized for saying that Hurricane Katrina was, quote, the best thing that happened to the New Orleans education system. What an idiot. I mean, really. Best thing that ever happened to the New Orleans education system? I mean, come on. You got to do better than that. At least he apologized. Goldman Sachs' CEO stands to collect a $100 million bonus. $100 million. That's right. Lloyd Blankfein, who leads Goldman, the world's richest investment bank, the investment bank that has been bailed out with tens of billions, maybe even hundreds of billions, of your taxpayer dollars, is standing to collect the one guy, once $100 million annual bonus. To put that in perspective, that's one-eighth of Haiti's entire foreign debt. One-eighth of Haiti's entire foreign debt going to one man as a one-year bonus, the head of Goldman Sachs. Your taxpayer dollars at work. Now, I know some of you will say, well, Goldman Sachs paid back its TARP bailout funds, so it's not your taxpayer dollars at work. And my response to that is, always read the fine print. Remember, the Fed is giving out zero-interest loans to banks like Goldman Sachs. A zero-interest Federal Reserve loan is a loan, therefore, subsidized by you and me. If our money is sitting in a bank and it could be invested and get 3, 4, 5% on its own, and we give that money to Goldman Sachs at 0%, we are subsidizing Goldman Sachs. We are subsidizing Lloyd Blankfein's one-year, $100 million bonus. And by the way, I should mention, just some personal news, I am right now in the process of moving my money out of the too-big-to-fail banks. That's right. I hope you are, too. Go to moveyourmoney.info. I'm moving into a local credit union, and I hope you will consider doing that as well. We talked a couple weeks ago to the folks running that campaign. Moveyourmoney.info. It only has community banks on there, but you can also go to a local community credit union. And then one other piece of national news I wanted to mention, because this is flying under the radar, and it just tells you everything you need to know about what's going on in the economy today. ExxonMobil posted a $19.3 billion profit in 2009. The Washington Post calls that an imposing figure in corporate America, but down 57% from the all-time record the company set during the previous year's roller coaster in prices. So ExxonMobil, I guess, an analyst complaining that ExxonMobil only made $19.3 billion last year. These are pieces of news that tell you just how inverted our economy is, how much of the wealth in our economy trickles up and doesn't trickle down. And that's why I said I'm pretty psyched that President Obama has proposed in his budget to simply get rid of the Bush tax breaks for people making over $250,000 a year. Also proposing to get rid of $36 billion worth of tax breaks to the big oil companies, to the ExxonMobils of the world. Do you think this is a good idea? 303-713-7600. I think it's a great idea, although I know there are conservatives out there who say, oh, no, you know, oh, raising taxes during a recession on the wealthy will destroy our country. Well, then how come it didn't destroy our country in 1993? Right? There was a recession happening then. President Clinton came in, raised taxes on the wealthy. The right wing screamed bloody murder. And guess what? What do you know? The economy boomed. And we had budget surpluses. So where are the conservatives now? Are they really going to make the argument that we can't raise taxes on the wealthy at the same time that they are screaming about the national debt and the national deficit? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. We're also getting your instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll go to David calling in from San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, good. Yeah, you're another David, right?
I am.
Yeah, good. Greetings. Hey, you know, when I was in college some years ago, I was calculating what the honest minimum wage was, and this was during the 80s, and we took it back to 1968 when the baby boom was pretty much coming into the workforce. The minimum wage was implemented at $1.60 on February 1st of 1968, and at that time you could do this calculation yourself just to keep everything up. At that rate, it would take you about 20, I think it was about 22 hours to get an ounce of gold. 22 hours at minimum wage to buy an ounce of gold. Now, if you were to extrapolate that today, the minimum wage should be about $55 an hour. So, you know, that's the disparity of where we are right now.
And, you know, I've heard a similar statistic about if you raise the minimum wage, I don't remember exactly what it would be, but if you simply raise the minimum wage at the same level CEO pay has risen since the minimum wage was enacted, the minimum wage would be something like 40 or 50 bucks an hour. And it,
sure.
Again,
yeah.
It's another example of how the wealth and the gains in wealth over the last 30, 40 years have been concentrated so intensely at the very, very top.
Right, yeah. And so, you know, if, say, for example, down there in Colorado Springs, everybody knows that the military-industrial complex are probably the biggest welfare cheats that there are. And so for those old boys to be crying bitter tears, you know, crocodile tears, that they're not getting enough money, you know, they're just so full of crap that it's unbelievable. But if you go back to 1773, when they did the Boston Tea Party, they were not asking for taxes to be cut. They were asking for taxes to be raised, because essentially they were dealing with British welfare cheats who were putting the burden on the towns, and the British were sucking too much money out of town and leaving Boston and leaving the various colonies high and dry because the rich were not paying their fair share.
Mm-hmm. And so, the thing is, I'm glad you mentioned the military-industrial complex, because I always forget to mention this, right? When we talk about the Obama administration, for instance, meeting with defense contractors and reassuring them, hey, don't worry. Don't worry. The Pentagon budget's going to steadily rise. That happened 2 weeks ago. We mentioned it on this show. The Politico reported it, that at the same time the Obama administration was proposing to cut domestic social safety net spending, it was meeting with defense contractors, telling them it's going to continue to increase the defense budget. I think the defense budget with the wars is now over $700 billion a year, far more than all of the other military budgets in the world combined. And I always forget to mention this. This is from way back in 2004, and it's gotten worse since then. U.S. defense contractors have failed to pay the federal government billions in taxes, and in some cases may be guilty of criminal offenses. Auditors with the General Accounting Office said, that was back in February of 2004, unpaid taxes on defense contracts might only be the tip of the iceberg. So what's amazing about this is we continue to increase defense spending and increase handouts to defense contractors, not only while we're cutting social safety net spending, but while these same defense contractors are not even paying, in many cases, their basic taxes. Hey, David, thanks so much for the call. You make a great point. 746 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, Time Warp Tuesday. All right, we're going to be giving away that pair of tickets to the Denver Summer Brew Fest if you can name, if you can answer a question about three clips from 1980s movies. I'll give you that hint. And we'll get to it after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thank you, David. I have a medical emergency. I have a mom having a baby, eastbound Hamden at Sheridan. That's slowing things down. Wadsworth is where people are starting to hit the brakes there. Also got a two-car crash in Boulder, 95th and Baseline. One in Aurora, Mississippi and Sable. Also a new crash. Four cars here, northbound Federal at Dartmouth. That's a pretty busy intersection for you. Stop and go, southbound 25, 48th past 23rd Ave. Also looking busy in Aurora, both sides of 225, right around Parker Road. And also busy 270, eastbound side 25 to Vasquez. Like I said, just look out for that medical emergency, eastbound Hamden at Sheridan. Forecast, sunny skies, maybe a little breezy, but warm, a high near 52. Tomorrow, similar with a few clouds and highs near 50, currently 25 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold it to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see. This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids. I searched online. I couldn't find the showtimes. It was the only other movie playing. How bad could it be? Very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
Minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
7:51, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear, Presidential Brokerage. You can reach the team at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. All right, Mike, I saw that ExxonMobil is reporting profits down 57%, but it's also still $20 billion worth of profits. Is that impacting the market?
Well, that along with everything else, there are a lot of things out impacting the market today, but earnings have generally been coming in better than expected that overall, David. The Dow is up 25 points, building on yesterday's 118-point gain. The Nasdaq's just up a point. The S&P's up 2.5. So we are seeing a positive start to the day. But let me ask you a question, David. If you're low on fuel in your automobile and you're driving down the street, and you know that gas is $2.50 a gallon, but tomorrow it's going to $3 a gallon. Do you want to fill up tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would think so. And that's going to happen with your IRA. Look at your IRA. If you have, let's say you have $1 million in your IRA. Well, really, only about $700,000 or $750,000 of that is yours. The rest belongs to the government because you're going to pay taxes when you pull the money out of your IRA. We can make it so that you pay those taxes at today's lower rate because we know unless Congress enacts something to lower taxes on January 1st of next year, taxes are going to go up. I doubt they're going to enact something to lower taxes. So give us a call and let's talk about converting your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. Most people out there, most advisors, and many, many accountants are getting this dead wrong. So give us a call. We're experts in this area. We can help you with your IRA challenges. Make it tax-free forever.
It's a really good point. 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. And I think it's a really good point that wherever you come down on the issue of taxes or any of these issues, as a personal investor, as somebody personally trying to protect and build their assets, you got to try to look to the future to see what's going on. And that's exactly what Presidential Brokerage does. 303-694-1600. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David. Thanks a lot.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net.
This week only, ski or ride for half price at Echo Mountain Park. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? What about DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Astounding. That's the sound. It's Time Warp Tuesday. Time Warp Tuesday. That's right. This week, we have a special Time Warp Tuesday. You have to guess. We're going to play three clips now. And here's what I'm going to say about these clips. These are clips from movies. I've already given that away. And they come from characters who are playing high school principals. So the test, you have to name the movies and also the name of the high school principal in the movie. Not the actor, the name of the high school principal. And if on the first round of guessing we don't get one, I'll give some clues. So the first challenge, here they are, three clips. We're going to play one at a time. The name of the movie and the name in the movie of the high school principal in question. Okay, here's the first one.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Okay, that's the first one. It's the first principal. What is the name of the movie and the principal? Remember, you have to name all three. Okay, here's the second one.
He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Okay, and by the way, you only have to give us their last name, okay? It's Mr. Somebody. That's what we want in all these. All right, here's the third one.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker. You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
Okay, so there you have it. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. First caller who can name the movies that those are from, and the name of the high school principal in question. We'll play them once again for those who didn't just hear it. Here we go. Here's number one.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Okay, here's number two.
He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
And here's number three.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker. You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
All right, it's Time Warp Tuesday. Who's got the answer? We need the name of the movie in order, and then the name of the high school principals. 303-713-7600. The lines are open. The lines are open. Turk, let me ask you, you can't do this via instant message.
Either.
No, you can't do it via instant message. You got to call in. 303-713-7600. You win two tickets to Denver Brewfest. All right, we have a guess? Here we go. All right, here we go. Mike in North Glen. Mike. Oh, it's not Mike. Okay. Okay, who's this? Who's on the line? Hello.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Josh in Nevada.
Josh. Okay, you got a guess?
Yeah, the first one was The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And
I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong, by the way.
Principal Vernon.
Okay, that's your guess for number one.
Yes.
Okay.
Second one was Principal Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And the third one was Principal Skinner from Back to the Future.
Good try. But no. All right, we'll try another call. Hello, you're on AM760. You got a guess?
Yeah, I do.
All right, fire away.
First one was Breakfast Club, and he's Vernon. The second one was Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And the third one is Back to the Future, and it's Strickland.
All right. Nice guess. You nailed it. I didn't think anyone was going to get that last one. Very good. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
It's Chris Blue.
Chris, good job, man. I did not think anybody was going to get that last one, so you were right. Vernon, Paul Gleason from The Breakfast Club. Mr. Rooney, Jeffrey Jones from Ferris Bueller's Day Off was number two. And Mr. Strickland, and I don't know the actor's name, but the bald guy. You're exactly right.
Yeah, the bald guy. Yep.
From Back to the Future. Chris, you have won two tickets to Denver Summer Brewfest here on Time Warp Tuesday. Nice job, dude. Hang on. John Turk's going to get your information, okay?
Thanks,
hang on. All right, up next. Following Time Warp Tuesday. No segue, really. We're not very good at segues here.
the author of a new book called Complicit, How Greed and Collusion Made the Credit Crisis Unstoppable. And then later on in the show, one of the world's leading lost experts to give us an update and a preview for what's coming up on tonight's debut of Season 6, the final season on Lost. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Oh, on the green. Nice shot.
Oh, thanks. I didn't see you there.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want to play through?
No, I'm not here to play golf.
You're not?
No, I'm here to help you save money on your car insurance.
Save my car right now?
Well, whenever you're ready. I'm local, so if you want Geico's famous low rates but want some personal service, I'm never far away.
Okay.
Oh, here, I even brought you an extra pair of socks.
An extra pair of socks?
Yeah, you know, in case you get a hole in one.
That's good. That's very thoughtful.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-413-8664 today. That's 303-413-8664. Or visit your local GEICO office at 2875 28th Street in Boulder.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Underway now in Washington, a government hearing into last year's plane crash near Buffalo that killed 50 people.
What this investigation reveals is a picture of complacency that resulted in catastrophe.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Debbie Hirschman, a preliminary NTSB report last summer blamed the crash and a series of mistakes by the inexperienced pilot and co-pilot. A USA Today analysis found that 65,000 flights took off over a six-year period, even though the planes were not properly maintained. David Field is an aviation writer.
If a pilot catches a flaw at the gate before he's about to take off with people on board, that's way too late in the chain. That's way too late in the system. Safety has to be built in from the very first steps.
Work to repair suspect gas pedals is supposed to be getting underway at Toyota dealerships around the country. The job takes only 30 minutes, but CBS's Dean Reynolds in Chicago tells us owners could be in for a long wait.
It will probably take months because of the sheer volume of cars. Dealers that we've talked to have already scheduled appointments, so the backlog of these repairs is already beginning to build.
Top Pentagon officials are on Capitol Hill, where they'll be asked about the president's proposal to lift the ban on gays serving openly in the military. Lieutenant Dan Choi is facing a discharge from the Army because he came out. He wants others not to have to go through that.
Saying that they must lie in order to serve their country, it goes against all of our values.
Most military officials are against ending the ban. The real estate industry is reporting a 1% increase in the number of home sale contracts that were signed in December. Sales appear to be leveling off after getting a boost from the home buyer's tax credit. A bag of salad can be marked pre-washed, but that doesn't mean it's fit for consumption. Consumer Reports found that 40% of bagged salad has fecal matter or something equally unappetizing in it.
Bacteria usually doesn't like cold temperatures, so when you take it home from the store, keep it refrigerated. And yes, before you cook it or eat it, you want to rinse it.
CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton. Austrian researchers have found that fish oil supplements can help prevent schizophrenia in young adults with the early signs of mental illness. Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman chairs Columbia University's Department of Psychiatry.
This finding is potentially very important, but the key is for it to be replicated.
This year's Oscar nominations are out, and Avatar shares the lead with the war film Hurt Locker.
Welcome to Camp Victory.
Camp Victory.
Both movies were nominated for Best Film and 8 other awards. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Beverly Hills.
And Frank, the Iraq war drama The Hurt Locker may not be a box office blockbuster like Avatar, but it's received enormous acclaim. As you mentioned, both films are up for Best Picture. This year, the Best Picture category has been expanded. There are now 10 nominees. Also up for Best Picture, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, Up in the Air, Up, An Education, District 9, and A Serious Man. Frank?
In early trading, the Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser, on a PC, Mac, or smartphone. With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources from anywhere. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Some Colorado business leaders and conservationists say the state will face shorter winters and environmental problems if steps are not taken to address climate change. That group is releasing a report today on the changes to Colorado's weather that they say is a result of increased greenhouse gases. A longtime volunteer youth pastor is under arrest for sexual assault on a child. Now police are warning there may be more victims.
So at this time, we do feel it's important to put it out to the public to seek out the potential of other victims.
Douglas County Sheriff's Deputy Coach of Hayden, Bill McLaughlin, had been a volunteer with the Denver Church of Christ for 20 years. Fewer Coloradans are driving new cars these days. A Colorado Auto Group reports that new car registrations dropped 28% last year. That's the largest decline in a decade. In sports, the Denver Nuggets beat the Sacramento Kings last night 112-109. The Nuggets are off tonight. Colorado Avalanche are at home against Columbus. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No wrecks or stalls to get in your way, but we're seeing some big-time delays for eastbounders on C-470. Starting right around Wadsworth, taking you all the way towards Quebec. In fact, speeds are going to dip down into the teens in spots through that stretch. Northbound 225 Dragon, just coming around that Parker curve, making your way towards 6th Avenue. Drive across Aurora's going to cost you as you're trying to get towards I-70. About 15, 20 minutes right now. Southbound I-25 also loading up on that approach to 84th. We've got a medical emergency eastbound 285 right around Federal. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high in the low 50s. Currently, it's sunny and 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's a great day at Mr. Rooter.
What do I do if my pipes freeze?
First, you should shut off your main valve.
I'm not sure where that is.
Well, this month we'll come to your home, show you where your main shutoff valve is, tag it, and test your water pressure absolutely free. And we'll give you priority should your pipes freeze.
That could save me thousands of dollars in damage. Thanks, Mr. Rooter.
For all your plumbing and drain cleaning needs, call us first. We're the plumber you deserve.
Member Better Business Bureau, Tom Martino and Team Dave Logan. Mr. Rooter Plumbing, 720-542-6000.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow. 806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We just gave away our Time Warp Tuesday giveaway. I got to tell you something. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the audience. I thought that was going to be tougher. I thought Mr. Strickland was going to be tougher.
Oh, and Josh Marvada was so close, man.
He was so close, Josh. You were close, man. I can't believe that took the second. I just can't believe it. The second caller nailed it. And the first caller, Josh and Arvada, almost had it.
And we normally don't give away tickets to beer festivals that easily, Dave.
I know.
You know, I mean, that's a prime ticket.
I tell you, I talked to Emily last night. I played her the three clips, and she was like, yeah, no one's going to get that.
I know. That's what I thought, man. They're gonna. The first two might be somewhat, you know, easy, but that last one, man. If you can remember his name,
it's incredible. It's incredible.
IMDb up on your internet. Real
Seriously. And remember, not every week is going to be movies. We're going to do music. We're going to do TVs. Time Warp Tuesday, a new part of the AM 760 morning show. Now we're going to shift subjects. No segue. I'm not even going to attempt a segue from Time Warp Tuesday to our next guest. Live from Britain is Mark Gilbert. He is the Bloomberg News London Bureau Chief. He's got a new book out with a provocative new title, Complicit, how greed and collusion made the credit crisis unstoppable. Mark Gilbert has been covering this, obviously, for Bloomberg News for some time. And the book describes bubbles growing and bubbles popping, excessive bailouts and failures to bail out. And Mark, thank you for taking the time from London. When you have a book that is titled Complicit, it suggests that there was kind of a collusion going on, that folks knew what was going on, but they didn't blow the whistle. What leads you to that conclusion?
Well, the analogy that I use in the book is the body snatching that we saw when the medical profession was starting to learn how anatomy worked and how bones knit together, how blood vessels worked. They needed bodies to operate on. Unfortunately, the religious beliefs meant that bodies weren't available. No one wanted to release their body to be sliced up because they thought you wouldn't get to heaven. So what happened then was the authorities turned a blind eye to body snatching, which was all fine and dandy until two doctors called Berg and Hare decided to cut out the middleman, start murdering people instead of just digging them up, and passing those on to the surgeons. And I think we saw a similar thing happen during the financial boom. The authorities turned a blind eye to some of the bad practices that we were seeing in the banking community because, hey, everyone was benefiting from this fantastic growth we were having. Everyone was benefiting from low inflation, from low interest rates, from cheap money. So there was definitely a collusion that went on, a conspiracy of vested interests in ignoring some of the festering derivatives crises that were going on underneath the surface and hoping that the future would always turn out to be as good as the past, hoping that the financial models would turn out to be true predictors of what was going to happen.
Who do you, or which institutions, either individuals or institutions, who do you lay the blame at? I mean, when we talk about this, the news off the wire, and Goldman Sachs is now denying it, that it's really going to be $100 million, but the news this week is that Sachs' CEO may make a bonus of up to $100 million. So it's easy to say, well, it's partly his fault for ripping people off, I go in the aftermath of this. Who do you blame in your research for what happened?
I think the honest truth is everyone up and down the food chain was to blame in some way. People who took out mortgages they couldn't afford, lenders who were willing to give them those mortgages, the derivative specialists who then sliced and diced those mortgages and sold them on, the rating agencies who gave them a AAA stamp even though they hadn't really was under the bonnet, the regulators who didn't pay enough attention to what the derivatives market was doing in creating more risks, the bankers who made bonuses from doing it, and the governments who, you know, allowed it to happen on their watch, who'd already weakened what rules there were to try and constrain the natural instincts of the banking community. So I think all the way up and down the food chain you had vested interests who basically took their eye off the ball and were hoping that things would turn out right in the end, whereas history tells us when you have bubbles, you end up with bursts.
Let me ask you this. I'm reading this book, this separate book called Ugly Americans. It's about it's by the guy who wrote the book 21, and it's about hedge funds. And I was reading last night in the chapter I was reading, he makes there's a hedge fund guy who makes the argument that actually hedge funds of all the institutions in our economy were the ones who were doing some of the regulatory work. Now, granted, it was for their own profit, but they were doing some of the due diligence to find out whether these investments were smart and real and solid or not. They were filling that vacuum. Do you buy that argument?
You know, it's actually true. One of the themes that I explore in the book is the idea of economic Darwinism. What you want is for risk-taking behavior when it goes wrong to be punished. You want to keep the DNA pool clean. You want to keep the gene pool clean. Hedge funds, when they get it wrong, tend to blow up very, very quickly, and they disappear from the scene. So you have a survivor bias. The only ones you tend to see are the ones who've done well, the ones who survive. And they were definitely doing a better job of sifting through the massive derivatives that were on sale, picking and choosing the ones that would make money, avoiding the ones that weren't what they said they were on the tin. Whereas the banking community was able to take private risks that became public liabilities and ended up getting bailed out by taxpayers. None of that happened with the hedge funds. They didn't blow up in the same way. When they did blow up, they died and disappeared off the page. And the ones that went wrong didn't end up with taxpayers' money supporting them. So I definitely think there's some validity to that argument that hedge funds, who we thought were going to be the bogeymen of this theater play, didn't turn out to be that way.
So you're saying that because the hedge funds, because the risk was, well, it was private risk, and it was, and they knew, not unlike the banks, that they weren't going to get bailed out by taxpayers. They had to actually be more careful. They had to actually do better due diligence.
Exactly, and even if you look back to long-term capital management, when it blew up and when the Fed said this is a systemic risk, it was a private solution that they came up with. They corralled the bankers into a room and said, look, it's your problem, you solve it with your money. Instead, this time around, we had the too-big-to-fail problem, and you had cannibalism on the part of the banks, where instead of circling the wagons and saying, hey, we need to come up with our own solution for our industry, and we need to gang together to do this, the weaker banks were looked at by the stronger banks, and the strong banks said, hey, if I push you off the cliff, I can have your market share. So, whoops, there you go. I'm pushing you off the cliff, and I'm fairly confident that the government will come and bail us all out if it goes wrong in the end, and that's, in fact, what happened.
13 after the hour, again, on the line with us is Mark Gilbert. He's the London Bureau Chief for News. His new book, Complicit, How Greed and Collusion Made the Credit Crisis Unstoppable. And you're, as I said, over in London. There's a lot of talk in the United States about how so-called Wall Street reform, the bill moving through Congress. You hear from some financial lobbyists that if the Congress does anything too tough on the banks, that it will move, it will force, it will push banks and other financial institutions to move their headquarters to be to Europe, to London, to other places, and that if it, that the United States needs to work in tandem with the international community. Now, when it comes from financial lobbyists, you get the sense that they're just arguing any argument they can grasp at to stop any reform, they'll grasp at that. Do you buy that argument? And is the bill or the proposals moving through Congress, do they comport with what other countries are doing, or are they actually weaker than what other industrialized countries are doing?
You know, that blackmail argument's been used for several years by finance communities all around the world, where they go to their local regulators and they say, hey, if you crimp our behavior, our economic growth will be slower than those people over there because they're letting their banks do whatever they want to. So you should just loosen the rules and let us get on with it and let us self-regulate. And I hope now that the authorities are a real empty threat. Yes, we have global markets, but, you know, changing jurisdictions is not going to be an option going forward. All of the mood music from the regulators in the world is having the same tone. It is that we need to constrain behavior, we need a change in the regulations, we need to not be having proprietary trading that takes these huge risks, and again, that turns private gain into public liability. And so the bill that's going through Congress, yes, it's strict, but it's identical to the noises we're hearing from other countries. And there is a genuine recognition, I think, that we need to have some kind of global framework for this going forward. If you have global markets with instant information, then you need to have a kind of concerted effort on the part of the authorities. You don't want piecemeal legislation, but at the same time, you don't want to wait too long. And so I think the banks are using an empty threat in this case.
Paul Krugman, the economist and New York Times columnist this week, argues that that Canada is an example of where they tightly constrained, or at least more tightly constrained, their banking industry, and we haven't seen bank failures there. He acknowledges, at least rhetorically, that Canada is not perfect, but that it is a good example of what a country looks like and what a financial system in a country like that looks like, that is far more safe and robust and sturdy for the long term. Is Canada a good example to look to when we look at how to reform our own banking sector here in the United States?
You know, Canada had its own problems in something called the commercial paper market, where they had a particular part of finance that went broke at the same time as the rest of the world was having problems elsewhere. So it's far from perfect. Its banks were certainly more constrained. The same is true for Australia, where the banks there tended to have better capital set aside against the risks that they were taking. But no one was perfect through this. Now, one of the things about a banking system that's safer is you are going to miss out on some of the good times. Canada didn't have the same explosive profit growth in its banking sector that other places did. So you need to strike a balance between how much capital you make your banks put into one place and how much you let them sort of rip and roar and make money when the times are good. The main thing is to have a proper safety net so that you can pull it in, you can rein back and not let them take these enormous leveraged borrowed money risks that were really at the heart of the crisis.
Again, on the line with us is Mark Gilbert, the Bloomberg News chief in London. His new book, Complicit, How Greed and Collusion Made the Credit Crisis Unstoppable. It's a good look, a blow-by-blow, what actually caused this meltdown. And my final question for you is, when people look at their local legislators in Congress, And these local legislators, I mean, every legislator issues a press release saying, oh, the Wall Street reform bill passed by the House and ultimately the one passed by the Senate. Inevitably, they will say, this reform, we've done great things. If you can give us two or three kind of red lines or line in the sand that need a serious Wall Street reform bill to make it, in fact, serious, to make these press releases that are inevitably going to come out actually be trustworthy. What should the average voter be looking for when their legislator comes to them and says, we really did Wall Street reform? Two or three things that the voter can say, actually, no, you didn't, because this and this is not in there, or yes, you did, because this and this is in there.
Well, the first thing is bonus culture. There needs to be a system whereby if it turns out that the profits that you claimed you made and the money that you took home personally yourself were illusory, then there should be a clawback mechanism. Your money, your bonus needs to be deferred for 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it takes, and there should be a system whereby you have to pay it back if it turns out you didn't really earn it in the first place. That's missing at the moment. I think the second thing is one of the things that Paul Volcker's talking about. You need a separation. You need to reenact some form of Glass-Steagall so that if I entrust my life savings, my nest egg, my deposits with an institution, I don't want that institution then using that as the basis for borrowing to go off to the global casino and bet everything on black every day. That's just not the way you want your financial institutions to work. I think the third thing is something that we are seeing as well. You need finance to service the economy, the real economy, the community. And so one of the things that President Obama is proposing to do with community banks, I think that's very healthy as well, whereby there'll be money set aside so that community banks can start to lend money to their local businesses. And I think that's something we can all participate in as well. When you're choosing where to put your checking account, you want to think to yourself twice, is this the kind of institution that has the ethics that I believe in, that has the same values as I do, and that is not going to take bigger risks with my money? I may have to accept a slightly lower return for that where I put my money, but I want to support institutions whose values reflect my own, and I think we've all got a part to play in that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I just mentioned that last hour, the Move Your Money campaign. Folks can find more about that at moveyourmoney.info, and I'm in the process of doing that myself, and so I'm really glad you mentioned that. Mark Gilbert, again, his new book, Complicit, How Greed and Collusion Made the Credit Crisis Unstoppable. He's the bureau chief for Bloomberg News in London, and he's a great expert, obviously, in his reporting and in this book. Check it out at your local bookstore. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time from London today.
Absolutely my pleasure. I just wish I'd been there for the beer tickets.
Well, maybe next time. Listen, and you can always tune in. You can always stream the show from anywhere in the world. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, Colorado news update. The Colorado House moves forward on getting rid of those special corporate tax breaks in state. Governor Ritter getting a bit of a victory. Colorado Senate moving forward on that controversial marijuana legislation. Is that good or bad for those who want to see drug policy reform? Michael Bennett raises another huge amount of money. And a local jury in a case involving health insurance gets real angry at the health insurance industry. We'll fill you in on that after traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is really busy for us. We're right in the middle of the morning rush now, but no accidents on the freeways around town. Still have those ambulances on eastbound 285 around Federal due to a medical emergency, a woman giving birth there. Stop and go southbound 225 between Parker Road and I-25. On I-25, looking pretty good across the DTC right now. Maybe a little sluggish for the northbounders there from Bellevue up to Hamden. Southbound side looking decent there. It is a struggle, though, getting out of Thornton and Northland, 120th to 84th. Again, from 48th. Past 23rd Ave. Also looking at some weird jams there on northbound I-25. Evans up to Colorado. That's just bunched up for us as well. Like I said, that medical emergency, eastbound 285, east of Federal. Also got this four-car crash, northbound Federal at Dartmouth. Forecast today should be pretty nice one. Sunny, highs in the mid to lower 50s. Right now we're sitting at 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Coins, because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-600-9425. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-600-9425. 1-800-600-9425.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you get older, you lose hair faster than you grow it. So your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. 50% of all women experience hair loss due to stress, aging, hormonal changes, even diet. If you're one of them, you can help regrow thinning hair with a revolutionary breakthrough called Keranique. And for a limited time, you can try it free. Just call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. Keranique is specifically formulated and pH balanced for women. And it's sulfate-free, which means it's safe for color-treated hair. Keranique's key ingredient is FDA-approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature hair loss, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk-free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
I don't want the big names.
Hartman.
You've got to suck up to them. You can't ask the hard questions. There are politicians who are willing to come on my program and answer any question that I put to them, but there are very few. I'm not one of those guys who thinks that good talk radio is sucking up to politicians on the air.
I think, in fact, it's the exact opposite.
I'm very proud of the fact that we don't do suck-up interviews with politicians.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1.
Not going to do it.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Local news update now. Some stories that I want to fill you in on, stories that we are tracking here. The Colorado House okays eliminating some tax breaks. This is the tax story we are following here on AM 760. I'm writing about it in my column for this coming Friday. The House passed a package of bills Monday to eliminate select tax breaks for businesses, but a handful of Democrats, several facing tough re-election fights, broke ranks and voted against repealing some of the exemptions and credits. So, big shocker, a couple of Democrats started wetting their pants. Monday's debate, which lasted over 4 hours, marked more than 30 hours in which the bills targeting industries ranging from agriculture to online retailers had been debated on the House floor or in committees. The 8 bills can now go to the Senate. House Speaker Terrence Carroll said, quote, "We're asking big business to pay their fair share so that we don't have to keep balancing the budget on the backs of teachers, police officers, firefighters, senior citizens, and the neediest who depend on our safety net." And I think that's the speaker is speaking truth to power. In the Colorado Senate, Senate has passed a bill preventing recreational pot users from skirting the law to obtain medical marijuana. That's the AP story. That measured it to a vote in the House. The bill would bar doctors from writing recommendations inside dispensaries that sell medical marijuana. It requires that doctors review a person's medical history and give them a full exam before recommending that they become a legal user of medical marijuana. Those between 18 and 21 would have to get the approval of 2 doctors, which is already required for patients under 18. We see, it's not that I oppose necessarily the these measures, but I tell you something. The hysteria over this in a nation that is so drug addicted to prescription drugs, where we have a really serious prescription drug overuse problem, is so telling about the idiocracy. We really do live in an idiocracy. And there are so many examples of it. And the hysteria over marijuana, again, in a nation and in a state that is over-consuming to great deleterious health effect regular prescription drugs, in a nation where you can't turn on the television without having the prescription drug corporations pushing drugs on you. It's just unbelievable. It is absolutely maddening. And it's maddening because it just tells us how stupid we are. How stupid can we be? How stupid can our legislators be to pretend that marijuana is a pressing problem in a nation where the real drug problem is over-prescribing and overuse, both legal and illegal, of prescription drugs? It's incredible. It just says so much about how stupid we are. And you get the sense, you really get the sense, that if marijuana was being produced by a giant corporation, by, let's say, Pfizer, that none of these legislators would be saying anything. Oh, you know, I mean, Pfizer puts out a pill, gets it FDA approved, puts out a pill. All of a sudden, you can't turn on your television without being told you need to have some Viagra. But if a natural medicine is put out there or can be produced by small growers, all of a sudden, it's a hysteria. All of a sudden, it's an emergency, really. These legislators, and again, I got no problem with common sense regulation of marijuana, but to pretend that the drug problem in our country is about marijuana and not about the over-prescribing and overuse of prescription drugs, when every time you turn on the television, you're told to suck down like 18 pills of Viagra, and you're told to suck down any other kind of pill that's the newest fad. It's just unbelievable. And it's because the drug companies, they own the debate. They love it that the focus on the drug problem in this country is on marijuana and not on them. So that's what's going on in the Colorado Senate. Also, some political news. Michael Bennett raised more than $1.1 million last quarter, nearly 3.5 times more than his Democratic primary opponent in that U.S. Senate race, Andrew Romanoff. On the Republican side, for the U.S. Senate seat, Jane Norton collected more than $550,000. No breakdown on how much Wall Street money Bennett has raised. He is among the top recipients of Wall Street money. We will try to find out how much Wall Street money he has raised. Also, this is a pretty incredible story out of Boulder about a court case dealing with the health insurance industry. Deciding on one of the largest punitive damage verdicts in Colorado history, a Boulder jury has awarded $37 million to a mother of four whose health insurance company refused to pay medical bills after she was severely injured in a 2005 auto collision with a meth dealer who was fleeing police. Longmont teacher Jennifer Latham and her husband Frank both suffered broken bones, internal injuries, and brain injuries from the crash. But Time Insurance, also known as Fortis and Assurant Health, rescinded a health insurance policy Jennifer had recently taken out, claiming that she'd failed to disclose a complete and accurate health history on its application form, leaving her with more than $180,000 in medical bills. Time, according to Westward, is notorious in the health insurance industry for its, quote, post-claim underwriting, going back to the application after a claim is made to determine if misrepresentations were made that would warrant revoking a policy, even if the medical conditions involved had nothing to do with the claim. The medical conditions in this case had nothing to do with the insurance claim. And so the jury got real angry and awarded $37 million in punitive damages. Now, we hear a lot of debate about punitive damages. You hear corporate lobbyists say, oh, punitive damages are terrible and the jury shouldn't be allowed to award punitive damages. The reason why punitive damages exist is to create a deterrent to bad behavior, right? You could say, well, this woman only had $180,000 in medical bills, only. So why didn't the jury award her $180,000? Because punitive damages are awarded to say to the rest of the industry, if you do this, you will be crushed. you will be punished. Punitive damages deliberately have anything to do with the damage inflicted on the particular victim. Juries award punitive damages to create a deterrent to the company in question and to their industry. It's basic common sense. And this just shows you how much anger is out there against the health insurance company. It also shows you what health insurance companies will try to do. They will try to get any way to not pay out benefits. It's why we need real health care reform, why we don't need health care, quote-unquote, reform that simply gives a lot of money to these rapacious health insurers. Up next, Carl Frisch of Media Matters, latest in the right-wing media. I'm sure he'll have some doozies for us. It's a doozy, speaking of
you said
Groundhog
rapacious.
Day. I did say rapacious.
What does that mean?
It derives from the word rape.
Okay, rapacious.
Rapacious. Yes.
Never heard that used, man.
And I don't use the word rape in jest.
No, I know what you mean.
But rapacious is companies that
fleece.
Yes, that fleece. That's exactly right. 8:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, a conservative media update. We'll see what Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the rest of the freaks are talking about after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
You got it. Dave, northbound I-25 is pretty stacked from us. Let's start on the south end, trying to get out of Castle Rock. Surrey Ridge hitting speeds in the 30s, maybe the 40s, up to Lincoln Avenue. Also more jams there from about Bellevue to Hamden. Again, Colorado up to 6th Avenue. Southbound is starting to loosen up for us. Just the normal jams up in Thornton and North Glen. It is heavy downtown from 48th past 23rd. Again, from Washington Street up to up a little bit past DU. Have someone changing a tire. Westbound 76 at 74th. It's on the right-hand shoulder, kind of getting in the way of traffic, slowing folks down. Those accidents have been cleaned up. So we are accident-free on the metro right now, past the ice in the high country on 70 between Georgetown and Vail. Forecast, sunny and warm, highs in the low 50s. Right now, 28 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota, the smart choice.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Pirating software is serious. It hurts software developers, our economy, and it's illegal. If software is copied illegally at your workplace, report it to the BSA. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car. Explain things in a way you'll understand and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference total customer care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheap.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store. I started it from my garage over 16 years ago, and today I'm proud of our single-location super showroom. 7 live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-497-0162. 1-800-497-0162. That's 1-800-497-0162. 1-800-497-0162.
Hey, 38 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. You're here in the morning show. What is going on in the universe of freaks, clowns, extremists, and otherwise crazy people? That's why we turn to Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find his work at MediaMatters.org. Let's play the Media Matters Minute for today.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Jess Levin. Our top item today, Fox News chief Roger Ailes made his debut as a panelist on ABC's This Week on Sunday, bringing little to the table beyond recycled right-wing talking points. First, Ailes echoed House Minority Leader John Boehner and Fox News host Sean Hannity in complaining about the length of health care legislation.
The founding fathers managed it. They didn't need 2,000 pages of lawyers to hide things.
Next, he channeled Representative Michelle Bachmann and Fox's own Glenn Beck in suggesting the president is, quote, radical.
But he came in with a belief that the radical change he wanted, or what some people say is a radical change that he wanted, would be widely accepted.
Finally, Ailes joined the many conservative figures who have advocated in favor of racial profiling.
We can't, it's not the Norwegians that are doing this. We know who it is. We can't seem to say it. So sooner or later, we're going to have to toughen up on all this stuff.
For these stories and many more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Okay, so that was Roger Ailes on ABC's This Week. And I don't like to refer to Roger Ailes as Roger Ailes. I like to refer to him as Jabba the Hutt, because he sort of is the epitome of Jabba the Hutt. He's like evil. He's kind of Jabba the Hutt looking. He looks like he sort of slithers around. My first question to you, Carl Frisch, is why is ABC having on its talk show program the president of Fox News?
Apparently to serve as the GOP mouthpiece. Because if you watch that interview, all it was Republican talking points, which I guess at this point are pretty much the same thing as Fox News talking points or Republican elected official talk points or conservative talking points. They're all one and the same at this point. And it was nice to see, I will say this, to see people like Arianna Huffington and Paul Krugman challenging him. There was one particularly good moment when Arianna challenged Ailes for cutting away from the Q&A session President Obama had with the House Republicans 20 minutes early when the other networks stuck with it. And then there was also Krugman who, you know, basically pointed out, you want an example of how you're a partisan network? Well, President Obama was doing a Q&A session, and somebody asked him about universal European-style health care. And when he repeated the question back, you guys cropped it to make it sound like he said, why not have universal European-style health care? But in fact, he was just answering the question and giving a detailed reason on why not.
Well, Roger Ailes, let's not forget, Jabba the Hutt was a former Republican operative for years and years and years. I think he was
Did you say former?
Well, right, a current Republican operative, but was actually, I guess, more overt. He was literally paid by Republican candidates to help run their campaigns.
Nixon, George H.W. Bush, his resume is deep when it comes to Republican activism.
What's amazing to me about this, again, is that I guess on both scores, that ABC News would have on the news director. Is that his title, or is it president?
He's president.
President, okay.
Yes.
The president.
Be a bit like having Griffin from MSNBC on to talk politics.
Right, it's just bizarre. He's supposed to be a news executive, and they have him on a political roundtable. And I have to also say, it's pretty bizarre going the other way as well. I mean, if Fox, and maybe this is the change, if Fox is even serious about just vaguely pretending to be a news organization, it would seem to me that they wouldn't want their news director, if they define news as semi-objective news, they wouldn't want their news director to appear on an opinion roundtable right. segment.
You'd think that it'd be perfectly fine. We wouldn't be having this conversation if it was an appearance by the execs of a few of the networks to talk about the future of their industry or something.
Right.
But that's not what this was. I mean, everybody knows that Paul Krugman is an op-ed columnist and economist. Everybody knows that Ariana runs her website and writes her you know, twice weekly columns on it. You know, Roger Ailes was the one of these things is not like the others. But he was acting like the others, which I think was what made it so disturbing.
It is. It's really bizarre. I mean, I guess in some ways, at least there's some honesty to it that he is an opinion voice, right? I mean, there's, I guess, some implicit honesty to that Fox News is a complete opinion outlet, and at least there's some honesty there. Let's turn to this other issue in the right-wing circus. Again, online with us, Carl Frisch of Media Matters for America. You can find their work at mediamatters.org. The James O'Keefe scandal. Now, this is the scandal of the kid, the Republican operative who did that whole Acorn video a while ago, and then it became Fox News blew it up into a supposed national scandal. Now
right.
he gets caught allegedly, and I want to make clear the charges are still against him, but allegedly tampering with the phones, him and his cohorts, of U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. What's the latest on this scandal? Why do you think it is so centrally important for us to all be media literate?
Well, first and foremost, this is a guy that people like Andrew Breitbart and Fox News were propping up as the future of investigative journalists following his escapades on the Acorn videos. And keep in mind, it's still not clear, he may be prosecuted for violating state criminal statutes for those videos, for taping people without their permission. And to give a little bit more context, they didn't just, they weren't just arrested. They according to the New York Times, the four men, two of whom were dressed as telephone repairmen, were charged with entering a federal property on false pretense with the purpose of committing a felony. Most people report it as interfering with the phone system of Senator Landrieu's office in New Orleans. The reason why this is a big deal is because, one thing that's important to realize is that for folks that don't know who Andrew Breitbart is, he is the proprietor of a bunch of different websites, including Big Government, Big Journalism, and Big Hollywood. He's also the protege of Matt Drudge. So he has been mentoring this kid. We now find out this past week that James O'Keefe is getting a fair salary from Breitbart, and that Breitbart has exclusive rights to whatever this kid manages to turn up or produce. So he gets the right of first refusal. He owns the kid's life rights even, which means that any book, any movie, any TV show, anything having to deal with this kid, Breitbart gets first dibs on producing it or negotiating the deal. So they are deeply tied. And Breitbart is deeply tied to Fox News. He's been on dozens of times promoting whatever stories of the week he happens to be spinning. You know, he was central to the anti-Acorn, anti-SEIU, anti-Kevin Jennings debate. His story is often appearing on Fox News. He and Sean Hannity led the defense fund fundraising on air for O'Keefe and the woman that he pulled his undercover video escapades with. So that's where we are. And now, of course, he's defending him in every way he can. The question I get most often is, how does something like this happen? And I think you just have to look at O'Keefe's own words to realize why this happened. He was interviewed by a conservative campus publication that he founded as editor at Rutgers University, and he told them, the more bold you are, this is 2 weeks ago, by the way,
mm-hmm.
the more bold you are, the more opportunities will open to you. The less bold you are, the less opportunities in life will open to you. The more you put yourself out there and you take those calculated risks, the contrary of what people actually think is going to happen, you're actually going to get opportunities. So the life lesson that O'Keefe got from his relationship with Andrew Breitbart, the man who made him a right-wing star and Fox News celebrity, is that if you do these kinds of things, we will help you. We will get you the notoriety that you want and crave. We will make you a right-wing star.
It's really, I mean, it really is a glimpse into the really, really dark world of the right-wing media. I mean, it really
all these kids all got started in these right-wing campus, you know, billionaire-funded campus publications.
It's really incredible. And I should ask you this. I want to ask you one final question just following up on this. And again, on the line with us, Carl Frisch of MediaMatters.org. I read this piece this morning on Alternet. From the former CEO of Air America, and he basically makes the argument that, you know, that what is left out about the analysis of conservative versus liberal media is that so much of the conservative media sphere is funded, as you allude to, by very wealthy people who understand that they need to invest in those media without regard to whether, or at least in the short term, without regard to whether those media become super profitable. And that
the long term.
And that's true. Or the long term. He cites that Rupert Murdoch has lost something like $500 million on the New York Post, as an example.
Reverend Moon has probably lost $3 billion over the last 30 years on the Washington Times.
Exactly. And he makes the argument, the former CEO of Air America, makes the argument that the difference is that conservative funders fund to push issues, and they understand that it's a long-term investment, and that progressive funders haven't been willing to do that. Do you agree with that analysis?
Well, I think that's a movement-wide issue. You know, there are probably a couple dozen right-wing billionaires and, you know, very wealthy people in the hundreds of millions of dollars. They give considerable amounts in multi-year foundational grants every single year. So you have these organizations that have been around with $20 million budgets for the last 25 years. They're able to build something. Most of the left-wing progressive infrastructure, if you want to think of it that way, in terms of Media Matters, mm-hmm. Center for American Progress, Crew, et cetera, have only been around for the last 5 years. And, we are very fortunate to have all the support that we get, as are all the other groups, but it's certainly nothing like exists on the right.
And I think that's the cartoon, right? I mean, the problem is that you hear, and we get emails, I mean, we have some right-wing stalkers who email us all the time, and they're like, this or that conservative media operation has been around longer than you guys, and they're, you know, they don't have any funding problems, et cetera, et cetera. They're not talking about us, but in general, comparing right. The left and the right, and it just is somehow, it falls by the wayside, the information that shows that actually what's really going on is that the right wing, I mean, you have got literally much of the right wing media infrastructure that is billed as such a great market success is, in fact, these are people who are conservative trust fund babies.
Well, also, they're being helped out by, you know, the corporate world. Air America didn't just suffer at the hands of not having enough big money backers. The industry of radio, by and large, is built for conservative talkers. So you'll hear stories about one syndicate coming into a market and saying, you can have Sean Hannity's radio show if you take these two other ones.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
what happens to that? They pushed some progressive voices off the air.
That's exactly right.
There are stations like yours all over the country in select markets doing just fine. But, you know, having this behemoth of a radio network like Air America fighting what is, at the time, was Citadel and Clear Channel and so on and so on and so on, was extremely difficult, especially without the spending power that those other outlets
had. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's not a fair fight, and the folks who, the conservative triumphalists who say, oh, look at us, look at how well we've done, look at what we've built, and you know, the progressives haven't been able to build it. Well, what they don't mention, is that they have, and that the scales are really tilted in their favor in so many different ways.
Ed Schultz lost his anchored show up in the Dakotas when he had very high ratings, and I think they put on Rush and somebody else.
Yeah, it's
because Rush could make some more money.
That's exactly right. It's completely rigged, and this whole part that all the conservatives forget, that people like Rupert Murdoch and the Reverend Moon lose billions of dollars brilliant. They're not winning. They're not. They've not haven't put together some brilliant, brilliant free market product. They are losing billions and billions of dollars in order to push this out there. The conservatives conveniently forget that and hope that that's not part of the debate. Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find his work, MediaMatters.org. Carl, always good to talk to you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you, man. 8:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, other couple pieces of news off the wire. Democratic senators do a weekend retreat at Miami Beach with oil and drug industry lobbyists. I'll fill you in on that. Not so happy about that. Also, a DNC ad. That's right, a Democratic National Committee ad. They spent $500,000 on an ad railing on the public option. After a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Really starting to loosen up around town right now. Southbound 225, still showing some slower speeds there. Parker Road down to the Tech Center on 25, northbound to struggle. Washington Street up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders, Downing Street up to Colorado. Also the approach into downtown there after I-70. Now on the turnpike, westbound side still pretty full. Sheridan to Wadsworth, again from Flatiron Circle to McCaslin. Forecast, sunny skies, maybe a little breezy, but warm, a high near 52. Right now, 28 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to save on your groceries every time you shop? Just look for the yellow tags at King Soopers. They're the sign you're getting a great price. And you'll find thousands of them throughout the store every day. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
I've got a 1040, not so easy. It makes no sense to me. A W-2, 1099, so many forms, so little time. Federal, state, FICA, they take my money. Who the heck are they? The paperwork is such a mess. Will I owe the IRS? Somebody help me.
eFile.com is here to help you. Prepare and e-file your taxes now at eFile.com. Start with the free federal edition. Faster refunds at eFile.com.
By American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
If you're like most families these days, you're struggling to save every dollar you can. Well, right now, we can show you how to save thousands of dollars on your term life insurance. And all it takes is one free 5-minute phone call. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which could save you hundreds of dollars every year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-700-2152. These days, every dollar counts. So let us show you how you could save up to 75%. It only takes 5 minutes, and the call is absolutely free. So please call now, 1-800-700-2152. That's 1-800-700-2152.
Healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. We talk a lot about it on this show, but one of the things that we don't, I guess, talk explicitly about either here or in a lot of places about healthcare is dental care, but it's a key part of healthcare, and dental care is always something you need a good recommendation for. Well, here's a good recommendation. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles, they provide all your dental needs in one great location right off the highway in Boulder, a beautiful location up there, a beautiful office. Services they offer, invisible braces, all porcelain crowns, Incredible Smiles veneers, laser cleanings, and even sleep studies and solutions for snorers. I've taken it. I've done the sleep study. It's pretty cool. It tells you how you're sleeping, what you can do to improve your sleep, and if you are a snorer, the kind of dental procedures that can be done, minimal dental procedures, to help you fix that problem. And snoring is a big problem. Incredible Smiles is, you can reach them at 303-77-SMILE, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-777-6453, or on the web at incrediblesmiles.com. Again, you always need a good recommendation, and people are always asking, how do you support the AM 760 morning show? Well, this is an easy one. You got to get dental services. It's a key part of healthcare. Check out Incredible Smiles. Call Incredible Smiles today, 303-77-SMILE. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Repair damaged, treated hair. Stop the breakage. Look your best with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I damaged my hair from overstyling with a flat iron. I want my hair to grow out faster and be more manageable. With Ovation, my hair is healthier and the texture is like it was when I was a kid. Everyone comments on how great my hair looks.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works.
Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types. Stop the breakage. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed.
I'm African-American, and I must say, after using Ovation, the normal shedding after washing has been greatly reduced. My hair is silkier and has more movement and body.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
8:57 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. The Politico reporting 12 Democratic senators spent the weekend in Miami Beach at a Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee event with oil lobbyists and pharmaceutical lobbyists and other healthcare lobbyists. Not surprising, but just sort of shows you that it's business as usual. Also, wanted to fill you in on this. The Democratic National Committee, according to new FEC reports, spent almost $500,000 on an ad defending Ben Nelson, the senator from Nebraska who opposed the public option. In that ad that the DNC itself funded, Nelson ripped on the public option. That's right. Democratic fundraising dollars going to attack the public option on television. All right, up next, the lost experts. Stick around.
There are now more cell phones that stream AM760. Just go to AM760.net, download the app for free. AM760, Colorado's progressive talk. Streaming live on your cell phone and on AM760.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads for sales professionals. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now they'll give you 100 sales leads free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-500-9459 and find out how to get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-500-9459. Again, that's 1-800-500-9459.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Answers to some questions that have lingered for nearly a year. A federal panel releases findings in the crash of a commuter plane outside Buffalo that killed 50 people. NTSB safety expert Evan Byrne says the pilot didn't do the right things as the plane approached a stall speed.
The captain should have been conducting an instrument scan and should have been alerted to the rising position of the low-speed cue.
And help from the other side of the cockpit never came.
The first officer should have noticed the captain's error. However, the first officer was performing tasks that directed her attention away from the primary flight display.
The crash focused new attention on the training of pilots at regional airlines, but critics say most promised changes haven't happened. USA Today says it found 65,000 flights over 6 years that should have never left the airport due to improper maintenance. In some places, repair work wasn't done on the planes, and in others, it wasn't done right. Airline expert David Field suspects cost-cutting played a part.
The airline recession has been going on for a long time, have shifted a lot of their maintenance work to maintenance companies based overseas, many of them based in Latin America. There's no way to guarantee overseas repair stations meet the same standards.
In about an hour, a Senate committee looks into the Don't Ask, Don't Tell military policy banning openly gay service people. Lieutenant Dan Choi is an Arabic linguist in the Army facing discharge for publicly outing himself last year.
We look all around the world and we see even in Israel. And in NATO, they have no problem with this.
President Obama wants the policy ended, but CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says some leaders fear a backlash if gays are allowed to serve.
They'll be concerned, perhaps, we may see some people leaving the military who cannot put up with a change in this policy. Or does this, in fact, discourage people from joining the military?
A war drama and fantasy adventure lead the way with the most Oscar nominations. CBS's Steve Futterman joins us. Steve?
Well, Steve, the fantasy adventure is the sci-fi blockbuster Avatar. The war drama is The Hurt Locker, which takes place during the Iraq War.
Welcome to Camp Victory.
Oh, Camp Victory? This is Camp Liberty.
Both films have 9 nominations each. Both are nominated for Oscar's top prize, Best Picture. Among other films up for Best Film, Precious, Inglourious Basterds, Up in the Air, and the animated film Up. Best Actor contenders include Jeff Bridges and George Clooney. Best Actress contenders include Meryl Streep and Sandra Bullock. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In western Pennsylvania, men in formal wear and top hats pulled a groundhog out of a makeshift stump.
Okay, big guy. What do you see?
Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow.
What do you think?
Legend has it that means 6 more weeks of winter. Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 65 points, and the NASDAQ is ahead 5 points. This is CBS News.
Tuna melt and fries.
Good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
I don't want to just throw a big game celebration. I want to do it right.
Sam's Club member Linda O'Brien on gearing up for game day with super savings.
From wings and meatballs to chips and dips to Pepsi, the value can't be beat.
Members saved up to 30% on some of the most frequently purchased product categories. Become a member February 3rd through the 7th and score a $10 gift card.
When it comes to hosting, Sam's Club is my MVP.
Join Sam's Club for big values on everything for the big game. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Andrew Romanoff got a late start in raising money for the U.S. Senate, and the numbers show it. The Denver Post reports that incumbent Michael Bennett has so far raised more than $4.7 million. That's compared to Romanoff's $630,000. Republican Jay Norton leads the Republican field with more than $1 million raised so far. That sweet tooth could soon cost you Colorado House members who voted to get rid of tax breaks on soda and candy. They also approved a tax on software downloaded from the Internet and on fast food takeout boxes. Governor Ritter proposed getting rid of the tax exemptions to balance the state budget, and he's refuting critics who say he grew the state payroll during the recession.
Now, there's 900 and some fewer employees in state government and the executive part of it than there were in September of 2008, really the beginning of the recession in Colorado.
The governor says the state faces a $1 billion shortfall, and we can expect more painful budget cuts this year. In sports, the Denver Nuggets beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 112-101. They're off tonight. The Avalanche are at home against Columbus. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No wrecks or stalls to get anyway, but northbound I-25, busy on that approach to 6th Avenue. Same deal for eastbounders on I-70. It's going to be dragging just a little bit on that approach to I-25, just north of downtown. Heavy pockets left over for boulder-bound drivers on 36, right around Wadsworth, and then again on that approach to Flatiron. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a decent day today with a high of about 51, 52 degrees. Currently, it is sunny and 33. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Kevin Richards' identity is in trouble.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin, hey, it's me, your identity. Bad news, I've been stolen.
What? What? How?
That stupid pin you use? Kevin, 123. Yeah, it didn't take a genius to figure that one out. Pretty dumb, man.
Okay, listen, stay calm. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah, good luck with that, El Capitan.
Why are you talking like that?
Sorry, now I'm Terry's identity. Oh, I gotta go, man.
Your identity is counting on you. Time to get Identity Guard Total Protection, PC World's top-rated identity protection service. Go to IdentityGuard.com today, get your free identity checkup, and find out if yours has been exposed and what you can do to protect it. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I think I'm gonna buy me a new widescreen LCD TV!
Oh, no, don't do that!
Get your free identity checkup at IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
saving.
Hey, Flo.
Hello. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Peter Orszag. And in the course of their interview, she said this. You talk about letting taxes expire for families that make over $250,000. Some would argue that in some parts of the country, $250,000 a year is middle class. Yes, that's CNN. The CNN anchor person is asserting, and granted, she uses the crutch of some, but she says some would argue that in some parts of America, $250,000 a year is middle class. I'd like to meet the people who would argue that. Really, I'd like to meet them and kick them in the throat. Because anybody who thinks that $250,000 anywhere in the United States middle class, anybody who thinks that is a crazy person, is delusional, or is just a straight up idiot. In 2008, Newsweek's Daniel Gross, the economics reporter there, explained that even in the wealthiest metropolitan areas, $250,000 a year is a hell of a lot of money. As census data shows, state median incomes vary from $65,000 in New Jersey to $35,000 in Mississippi. Even in wealthy states, $250,000 is four times the median income. That's in wealthy states like Maryland and Connecticut. And even if you look at the wealthopolitan areas, Washington, D.C. is the top, of course. All the people getting fat off government contracts. Washington is the wealthiest metropolitan area with an average income of $83,000. $250,000 is not middle class. If you think $250,000 is not middle class, if you think $250,000 is middle class, you really are deluding yourself. Now, that's not to say that people who make $250,000 don't have various challenges in their life. But if you think you're not in the top 1.5% of all income earners in the United States when you're making $250,000 a year, you are deluding yourself. You're not middle class. You're not even close to middle class. Not even close. And if you think you are, you're an idiot. More proof that we live in an idiocracy. And again, the fact that this goes on our television shows, I mean, this is why I don't turn on the television anymore. Except to watch Lost, by the way. And we're going to get to that in a second. This is why I just can't turn on television anymore, on television news. Because in our television news world, $250,000 is supposedly middle class. Just incredible. Also, I wanted to let you know about this one other story before we get to our next guest. A federal agency is calling, just this week, in an official report, is calling for lower penalties and punishments for corporate criminals. That's exactly right. For corporate criminals, the U.S. Sentencing Agency, the U.S. Sentencing Commission is calling for reduced criminal penalties for corporations. This is in the Wall Street Journal, not exactly a bastion of anti-capitalist sentiment, as they say in the movie The Insider. Federal agency proposes reduced criminal penalties for corporations. How completely tone-deaf is that? I mean, really, how totally tone-deaf is that? Seems to me it's completely tone deaf. All right. Turning from that news, I did say I do turn on the television to watch and have been watching and am very excited to watch tonight the debut of season 6 on Lost. It's the big event of the television world. It is tonight a 3-hour special on tonight. The first hour, I'm told, is going to recount the key moments of what's gone on in the first five seasons. And then there's a two-hour special to open season six. On our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. We've got the preview, a link to the preview, and also a photo that the producers of Lost have just put out. And there's somebody missing in the photo, which is very, very telling. I'll let you check it yourself at am760.net, but a key figure is missing in this photo, and I think it tells a lot. And joining us now is David Lavery. He is the author of the book Lost Buried Treasures, the unofficial guide to everything Lost fans need to know. David, thanks for taking the time this morning. So are you psyched about tonight?
Of course, yes. We've been waiting how many months now?
So. I know. Let me ask you a question. I mean, and folks, there are going to be folks tuning in who haven't watched Lost, and if you're a purist and you don't want anything spoiled, although if you're up to date, we can't spoil anything because we haven't seen it yet. But just for the folks, both the folks who are into Lost and folks who haven't watched Lost, you're a Lost expert. Tell us how you became so into Lost, how you became a Lost expert, and tell us what you think the broader cultural impact of Lost is. What does Lost as a phenomenon mean?
Well, that's a big question, like the show itself. I tend to be a latecomer to television shows, you know, decide, you know, three seasons in that mm-hmm. I should be
yeah.
watching it.
Yeah, me too.
But I was there the first night with this thing, and of course it was one of the most amazing pilots and
really
most expensive pilots in history. And you know, I'm an English professor by training, so part of my love for Lost is that it's just such an amazing narrative. I mean, it does such extraordinary things with storytelling, but it's also mind-boggling. It gives us lots of things to scratch our heads about and go out and research. I mean, it's maybe the first television show that you probably should read James Joyce and know a little bit about quantum physics too.
right, and I have to tell you I was three or four seasons, but actually I was five seasons behind, and I watched it. We watched it over a course of a couple months, and I just got completely into it. And the thing with it is, this is the question on I think a lot of people's minds is, do you think, and Turk had asked this question, the producer of this show had asked this question earlier, do you think they've had a grand plan in mind the entire time, or do you think that it became something that they didn't know it was going to become? And I'm not just talking about the audience, the viewership,
right,
but the actual story started going in places that they hadn't prepared for or even thought about.
Well, I think they did have a grand plan, and I think the story did go in directions that they didn't anticipate. I mean, they early on, they like to compare it to a trip from Boston to L.A., and if you go on a long trip car ride like that, you're going to be kind of tempted to go on some side trips, and you may not go the route that you originally intended. Well, and that's the way it is with them. I think they always knew where this was going to end up in May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, I mean, when you find out that they were going to kill Ben after three episodes, and Ben has turned out to be such an important character, then you know they couldn't possibly have known everything about where the show was going to go. Like any great television show, they
discovered. Hold on a minute. They were. Let me get this straight. I didn't know that they were planning to kill Ben.
Ben was hired. Michael Emerson was hired for three episodes, but when they immediately realized how great he was, particularly how he played off of John Locke, Terry O'Quinn, they said, "I think he's a keeper. We should do something more with him."
Yeah.
And I did not know
that they were planning to kill off Ben. That's crazy.
Right. And well, I mean, you know, Buffy was going to kill Spike off after three episodes too. You know, that we can't imagine that show without Spike.
Right.
You know, the great television shows are able to have a plan. 24, for example, never has one. But they also are willing to bend with the breeze and know, you know, when they've got something good in hand. And so they have modified things. But, you know, they've said in interview after interview and podcast after podcast that they have pretty much known where what the last scene was going to be.
That's amazing. I really hope that they are. I really hope that they have
Me
thought
too.
This through. And again, on the line with us is David Lavery. His book is about Lost. He's an expert on Lost. Lost Buried Treasures, the unofficial guide to everything Lost fans need to know. Of course, season 6 starts tonight on ABC. On our website, am760.net, we've got up a picture that Lost released. And there's actually, I'm wrong, there's not just one character that's not in this picture. If I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure you've seen this, David.
I haven't seen it.
It's the Lost Supper picture. Have you seen this?
Oh, the Last Supper picture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a new one that they put out, and there's, now I'm counting, actually, I'm thinking about it. Now, I think there's three major characters that aren't in there. And I'll let the audience go check it out at am760.net. We also have the...
John Locke is in the Christ...
Right, he's right in the center. He's right. But there's three characters. And let me ask you a question about a character, a specific question that's been bothering me for a long time. And I'm of the belief, my wife and I go back and forth on this, she thinks the show almost jumped the shark when they moved the island and it became time travel. And I think a lot of people got confused. It was harder to follow when the time travel started. Here's the thing that I just still don't understand what happens. So what was it? Season three when a British guy in the hatch, what's his name?
Desmond.
John Locke says, all right, stop hitting the button, and because that's what we're supposed to do. And Desmond says, you're crazy. And then Desmond crawls underneath into the crawl space and turns.
The final episode of season two.
Season two, okay. So Desmond turns the key, right? And there's this big flash, and then suddenly Desmond is like sort of back in his old life, and he lives out this long life tale where he's back in England, and then he's like a monk or a priest. And and the thing is, what I couldn't understand is do you think that's a flashback, or do you think he was transported there? What do you think about that?
Well, there's a big debate about that. Lost was won awards as a science fiction show before it was ever science fiction. Is that time travel per se? Well, it seems like he was doing something equivalent to what they were all doing when the island moved.
That's right.
You know, that the island wasn't so much moving through time as they were. And, that he found himself, like Billy Pilgrim in the Kurt Vonnegut novel, unstuck in time.
So that's just so I'm comfortable with this, makes me feel better, that there's a big debate out there about...
Sure, absolutely there is. And they encourage that debate.
And let me ask you this question. Let me follow up with that for a second. Give us, I don't know, two or three or four in your estimation of the biggest debates about the show. I mean, in your mind, the biggest questions that are lingering out there other than what we don't know, meaning like we don't know if the plane is going to land in L.A. safely. That's how season five ended. Fine, we don't know. But other than that, out of all the stuff that we've already seen, in your mind, what are the big questions that need to be answered?
Well, we need to really know who the others are. We haven't ever really learned. I'm talking about the Richard Alpert others, not
mm-hmm.
Where did they come from? Why are they on the island? Why do they speak Latin?
You're not talking about the Dharma people.
No, not the Dharma people.
Right, the timeless others.
The timeless others, including Richard Alpert, who doesn't age.
Never ages.
And we need to know who Jacob is.
Right.
And also who Jacob's nemesis is.
That's right.
Which it now appears, it may very well be that everything that has taken place in the show is the result of their battle.
Right.
That they may have, we know that Jacob went back and visited each of the people.
And there was that famous flash scene where Jacob and this mystery guy are sitting on the beach, and there's a ship from, like, I don't know, the 15th or 16th century out in the
distance. No, it's the Black Rock.
Oh, it's the Black Rock, right. So it's the 18th
century. It's the Black Rock, yeah.
The 18th century, right.
Right. And so it's that's all one mystery. We know how the Black Rock got there.
Right.
Because Jacob brought it.
And do we know, how Dharma discovered this energy pocket or had the idea of it? Have we ever found out that?
Not in the show proper, but if you follow the websites and the webisodes and all of the alternative reality games, we do know quite a bit about that. The Dharma, we of course saw the, place in Los Angeles that Mrs. Hawking was at, where they were able to chart the existence of the island and where it would be in space and time. We know that.
But I guess what I'm asking is, do we know how Dharma originally said, hey, let's go to this place and try to find this pocket? Do we know the story? Because do you assume that the others were there and for a very, very, very long time, way before the Dharma was there? And then
back to the ancient Egyptians.
Right, right. Okay, so then, right, exactly, because there's got the Egyptian statue. So then Dharma at some point shows up. Right,
and yes.
And the question I don't know is, how did Dharma suddenly show up, and what was the evolution of that?
As I said, that is actually available not in the show itself, but in the online additions to the show.
Oh.
I mean, it conceived itself originally as a show that could be watched by somebody who just wanted to tune in for the action adventure. But they also knew that there would be people who would want to, you know, just obsess about it and spend hours and hours and days online reading everything there was to know about it. And in a very clever fashion, they created a show that would feed both those kinds of people. I mean, you know, there's 11 million people still watching this show.
Right.
And clearly not all of them, including not all of your listeners, are obsessing about these kinds of questions. They're just wondering if, you know, will Jack end up with Kate?
That's right.
Yeah.
And let me ask you one final question, because we got to run. But one final question. Tonight's episode, there's a lot of people I'm really worried about personally. I'm worried that I'm going to turn on the episode and I'm going to start watching. And I'm just going to – this show is so packed with information, so packed with storylines that some you notice, some you don't. Then you watch it again and you just kind of notice it. Do you think the average Lost watcher, maybe there aren't any average Lost watchers because everyone's watching it so intently, but do you think the average Lost watcher, do you think the show, if you factor in this hour preview that it's going to give, or this hour recap that it's going to give us tonight, do you think people will be able to follow along the basic storyline, or do you think there are going to be a lot of people who are, not to use the pun, but who are actually lost?
Well, yes, I think the people that are left are still capable of following this.
Because I'm really worried.
I think the people who couldn't follow it are gone. And you know, you said that there were difficulties with the last season. On the other hand, many people really, really loved it.
Oh, no, I liked it. I'm just saying I found it like it was like much harder to like, where are they? What time period? And I'm worried that I'm going to come to season six and I'm going to be like, I can't remember where, you know, I can't remember. Oh, I forgot that John Locke had done this and that. Do you trust that the producers of the show are going to take care of people like me?
I trust them 150%.
Yeah,
I think it's in great, great hands, and I'm confident they won't disappoint us. When May comes and this final episode becomes one of the cultural events of the year, maybe of the decade, maybe of the century, we're going to be all, you and I will be, and your listeners will be watching with bated breath, because the possibility that it will disappoint us is absolutely huge.
I've never seen a television show where it's like the end will impact our overall view of the show more.
Yeah.
You know, usually,
well, look at what the final episode of The Sopranos did, and people were very, very angry about
I got to tell you something. I loved that. I loved the
I
way
did too.
They.
I did
loved
too.
It. Like it, they didn't wrap it up with a bow. They, you know, they it
right.
was very but artistic.
Lost does need to give us more closure than The Sopranos. Did.
It's got to. I can't deal with the Sopranos ending of Lost. I can't. I got to tell you something, man.
No.
When the moment that we're Lost, or the piece of the story that finally grabbed me and just made me such a huge fan, I became obsessed with that hatch. Like, I needed to know what was in that hatch. When the light goes on, it beams up in John Locke's face, and it was like, man, that was just so awesome. And I got to trust that the producers of a show like that can wrap it all up and do. I'm in your camp. I think they have a grand plan. David Lavery, his book is called Lost Buried Treasures, The Unofficial Guide to Everything Lost Fans Need to Know. David, let's get back together. Let's have you back on in May.
Call me anytime during the season.
Okay, oh, great. You know, that's what we'll do. In a couple weeks, we'll have you back on. We'll do a little update. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Happy to help.
Great talking to you. 926 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net. We've got this photo up there, officially released from the producers of Lost. There is a couple characters missing, which I think is very, very telling. A lot of speculation that it is telling. Of course, Lost Season 6 debuts tonight. Very, very excited about that. It is a cultural phenomenon. I really think it really is. And I said I don't watch much television news anymore, but I tell you something. Television dramas are getting better and better. I'm into Dexter. I'm into Lost. I mean, there's some really, really great stuff out there. All right, up next, couple more news stories I'm going to fill you in on, including a new bill in the Colorado legislature to allow more religion in our curriculum, and also, gender discrimination in health insurance here in Colorado. We've talked a lot about that. There is a bill that is teetering on the brink in the legislature to end gender discrimination in health insurance. Some Democrats threatening to bail out on the bill. We have a guest who's going to fill us in on what's going on and how you can help push that bill into passage. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. We're starting to get back into shape as we get into this 9 o'clock hour, but we do have one accident westbound I-70 right around Interstate 76. So that's causing some problems back around Harlan. Also looking at the normal jams southbound I-25, 20th down past Spear Boulevard. Also on southbound 225 in Aurora, Alameda to Isle of a hot spot right now. If you're heading towards Boulder, turnpike pretty stacked up right now. Flatiron Circle to McCaslin. A couple surface street accidents, Federal and Alameda and Hamden and Holly. Your forecast, sunny skies, maybe a little breezy but warm, a high near 52. Tomorrow, similar with a few clouds and a high near 50. Currently, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or DrainSolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
This is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Got a 1040, not so easy. It makes no sense to me. A W-2-1099, so many forms, so little time. Federal, state, FICA, they take my money. Who the heck are they? The paperwork is such a mess. Will I owe the IRS? Somebody help me.
eFile.com is here to help you. Prepare and e-file your taxes now at eFile.com. Start with the free federal edition. Faster refunds at eFile.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Look, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but doing my taxes just scares me. I just don't get it. Too many forms. Ifs, buts, and when this, then that form. And I really needed my tax refund fast. So I did my taxes at eFile.com. No math, no tax forms to choose from. And best of all, my 1040 Easy return was free at eFile.com. Huh, now they call me the 1040 Easy Girl. Ouch.
Visit eFile.com now. Less taxing, more yours. Taxes made simple at eFile.com.
0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZM.
Nine 5:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This off the Denver Post website. Schultheis wants room for religious views in schools. Social conservative lunatic Senator David Schultheis. I put that in there.
That wasn't in the article?
No, social conservative was. I put lunatic in there. Social conservative lunatic Senator Dave Schultheis shows once again that he's unafraid to cut to the heart of some of the most controversial issues with new legislation that would require school districts to develop religious bills of rights. This guy just hasn't figured out this is why the Republican Party in Colorado lost the legislature in the first place, because absolute wild-eyed lunatics like him ran the legislative agenda into the ground. Under Schultheis's bill, already winning accolades from conservative groups like Colorado Family Action, school districts would be forced to draft contracts allowing students and staff to express their religious views in schools and at school-sponsored events. I tell you something, people like this that just won't let everybody have their own religious views, these are the people who really make my frickin' skin crawl. I swear, and I know it's the same thing for Turk. I think I'm speaking for you, Turk, aren't I?
100%, yes.
I mean, really, these people and the look in their eyes. I mean, they've got this look in their eyes. Right? I'm not talking about everybody who's religious. I'm talking about these people who get elected to office and think it's their job to cram their religion down my throat. They absolutely make me sick. And you know what? It's good for Democrats if Republicans are like that, because my guess is in a state where we have a libertarian sensibility, this kind of thing is not supported by most regular folks. It may be supported by the people with that crazy look in their eyes, but not, as I said, not by most regular folks. So that's the news from the lunatic part of the Colorado State Legislature. Joining us now to talk about another issue in the legislature, an issue of real importance, so I know a lot of AM 760 listeners and a lot of just regular Colorado folk, is this issue of gender discrimination in health care. Right now, there is a bill, HB, 1008, that would force insurance companies to not discriminate pricing-wise between men and women in their premiums. Joining us now is Kelly Shanahan of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. And Kelly, this bill is in a little bit of peril right now. Apparently, it's not sure that this bill is going to pass. Is that true? Tell us what the bill does and where it is in the process.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on your program. I really appreciate it. This bill, as you said, House Bill 1008, would remove the ability for insurance companies in our individual health insurance market to charge women more than men for the identical health care coverage. Right now, 90% of Colorado's best-selling plans in the individual health insurance, so this is where people buy the insurance on their own and don't get it through their employment, practice what we call gender rating, which means that, like I said before, for the same identical coverage, a woman gets charged more. This bill is a very good thing. You know, last year there was a similar bill that was in peril of passing. We did try it last year to eliminate this practice, and in order to keep the concept alive, it was turned into a study. And it was sent to one of the interim healthcare task forces this summer to study the issue. It came out of that task force with overwhelming support, bipartisan support, saying, "Yeah, you know what? This really is an issue. This really is unfair and discriminatory, and we need equal treatment." And so now it's come back again this year. I think we have much better indications that it's going to make it through the process. But you know, it's always a battle. Anytime you're telling insurance companies to practice differently and to treat people more equally across the board, there's a fight.
I am reading here that there are some specific legislators who have not committed to voting yes on this. And tell me if I'm wrong. I've been told that Representative Ellen Roberts, the Republican from Durango, Representative Sherry Giroux, a Republican, Representative Cindy Acree, So these are women legislators who have not committed to voting for a bill to outlaw gender discrimination in health insurance. I mean, and obviously gender discrimination, when we say that, it almost always means discrimination against women, discriminatory pricing against women. And also, I have here that some Democrats are wavering, in particular Chairman Jim Riesberg from up in Greeley and Representative John Kafalas of Fort Collins, a usually solid progressive. Tell me if I have that list right. And then also, I mean, I know a number of people who are going to be listening are going to say, why are these Democrats potentially wavering?
That is an accurate list, I would say. My organization, we are definitely, the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, we are definitely lobbying all members of the Health and Human Services Committee who's going to be hearing this bill on Thursday afternoon. And we have not heard from some of those folks specifically where they stand on this issue. And so we do have some concerns. Representative Riesberg, who, as you said, is the chair, as the chair, he's in a leadership position. We have heard that he may be on board with us, but that he's going to ask a few tough questions. And we've heard a similar sort of statement from Representative Kafalas. So, I think what comes into play here is that a lot of folks who opposed this bill last year in the industry certainly will tell you that men are going to have to pay more by instituting this change, and that we're going to add to the ranks of the uninsured. We have not seen that borne out in other states that have done this, and believe it's a basic fairness issue. Right now, we are leaving women out of the market and as uninsured because they're being priced out. We already have added to the ranks of the uninsured. But certainly, giving a call to those legislators and shoring them up and letting them know as constituents that this needs to happen is a good thing.
And again, on the line with us is Kelly Shanahan of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. You can find their website, cohealthinitiative.org. We're talking about gender discrimination in healthcare, a bill in the legislature. The bill is HB 1008 to outlaw gender discrimination in healthcare, where they charge higher premiums for women than they do for men. This has been outlawed. And how many states has it been outlawed in?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I can get back to you on that.
Let me know. But a couple of states have already done this. And the thing with this is that the argument that, this might raise, might somewhat or slightly raise premium for men. I mean, anybody who makes that argument really ought to look in the mirror. And I mean, seriously. I mean, you got a real problem if you are so selfish that you can look in the mirror and say, you know what? I think the big, super profitable health insurance companies should be able to discriminate against women because I, as a man, will have the opportunity to pay a tiny bit less in a premium. I mean, that argument is so unbelievably immoral. And so I have to ask you, I can't believe there are state legislators who would make that argument, at least publicly. What is the public argument being made against this, if any? Or maybe that is the public argument. I'd be shocked if it is. But I mean, is there some sort of rational sounding argument that's against this that's dishonest, but at least more rational sounding?
That's about the argument that is being made. And real quick, I did want to mention, I found out the information. We have 10 states in the country that have prohibited this in the individual market, and 16 states, and Colorado is one, that have prohibited this in the business market. So if you're a small business, we already ban this in Colorado, as do 15 other states.
Okay.
So to your earlier question, basically the argument is sort of twofold. Against this, which is that women use more health care over the years than men. And some of that is actuarially true. But what we're seeing in the pricing is not prices that reflect, say women use 10% more than men do. We go to the doctor more. And that's not including maternity. We're not seeing the prices for women 10% higher. The prices range from 2 to 50% higher. So they're all over the map. And to us, that clearly signals something else is happening here. Something discriminatory is happening here that is unrelated to the scientific facts. But then the second piece is certainly they are making the argument that, you know, this is just going to force the young men out of the market, and we're just going to add to the ranks of the uninsured. And I agree with you. I'm not sure that that really holds water. I mean, the individual market is kind of the Wild West. They can look at you and ask all your family history and all of your own medical history and determine what kind of a risk you are to them. They can look under every rock. They leave no stone unturned.
Mm-hmm.
And they already determine a rate for you based on that. And so for women, when they already look at a woman's history, and then on top of that, they just lump this issue that she's a woman, that's really making being a woman a pre-existing condition.
That's exactly right. It's not right, but that's exactly what's going on. And I just think I encourage every single person who's listening to this right now, call your legislator, tell them to get on board, especially in the House, to get on board and vote for HB 1008, House Bill 1008, to end gender discrimination in healthcare and health insurance on the individual market. I mean, if you can't get behind this, seriously, you got a real problem. You got a real serious problem. And I just want to name again, there are two Democrats who may waver a little bit. Chairman Jim Riesberg from up in Greeley. So folks up in Greeley, give him a call. State Representative John Kafalas, usually a reliable progressive, and maybe he'll end up being a reliable progressive on this issue. He's from up in Fort Collins. But everybody, give your state House member, House of Representatives member, a call right now. Tell them to support HB 1008. You can find out more information about this issue at the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative's website, cohealthinitiative.org. Kelly, thanks for taking the time. Please keep us posted on what's going on in this bill, okay?
You bet. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Good talking to you. 942 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, we'll open the phones, 303-713-7600. Talk about anything we've talked about today, 303-713-7600. Throw any question you want at me. Try to take me down. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Take you down.
Take me down.
Hey, listen to this instant message, Dave, real quick.
Go ahead.
What's wrong with insurance companies rating their risks? History documents a greater risk to insure one gender over another. Why should the rates not reflect that? Insurance companies charge a higher premium to inspire youthful male drivers than youthful female drivers, since youthful females historically present less risk.
So I guess insurance companies should be allowed to look at people's race and ethnicity, and we should be able to charge higher premiums if you're black.
Have higher risk, it's, you know, certain diseases. And,
right. So we should charge higher premiums for black people, and we should. I mean, it's really the people
intrusive.
Who are arguing that. You can argue that. I mean, it's your right to argue that, but you really should look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself how awful and soulless and selfish you really are. It's really, really, you got a real, in my estimation, you got a real problem if you're going to stand there and argue that women or black people or minorities or any other kind of, any other person, because of an ascribed characteristic, should be discriminated against based on that characteristic.
These are the same folks that wrap themselves in the flag and the Constitution.
And talk about family values.
And what about, you know, we're all created equal?
Right, yeah, what about we're all... That's a great point, Turk.
You know, they always mention that you...
What about we're all created equal?
Yeah, isn't that kind of one of the main tenets of the Constitution?
You know what? I thought it was, but I'm sure there's going to be some callers, 303-713-7600, who are going to say, I'm so selfish, I'm so interested in enriching myself that I want insurance companies to be able to discriminate against people on the basis of ascribed characteristics. We'll see. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Three-car crash westbound I-70 near Interstate 76. Now, those delays are still kind of minimal. Backed around Harlan, but speeds really dragging there, 20s and 30s. Also heavy leaving Aurora southbound side of 225 Alameda to Iliff. Still cleaning up a couple crashes, one near the Tech Center, Hamden and Holly, another at Federal and Alameda. Forecast sunny and warm, highs in the low 50s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mountain High Appliance in Lewisville. This weekend, get an entire Whirlpool stainless steel kitchen for only $19.95 with 0% financing. More brands than any store. Now open 7 days a week. They're only 2 minutes from Flatirons Mall. Remodel this weekend with a new stainless steel kitchen from Whirlpool and MountainHighAppliance.com.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast triple play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast triple play with On Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On Demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids shows. And now you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast triple play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD triple play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF triple play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind the plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
013-8664 or visit your local GEICO office at 2875 28th Street in Boulder.
549 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One more piece of news off the wire for the me first, screw everybody else crowd out there. In case you think that cutting taxes to the bone is the way to make a community a real community, this headline off the Colorado Independent: El Paso County Sheriff's Office now leaning on volunteers. That's right, the cash-strapped El Paso County Sheriff's Office is leaning heavily now on volunteerism for basic police and police services and safety services. That's what you get when you cut taxes so much that you can't fund basic social services. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Kevin in East Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Would you support a bill which would outlaw insurance discrimination against smokers?
No.
So all discrimination.
No, I would not support that bill. No, because that's behavior-based. That's not an ascribed characteristic.
And now, why do you think insurance companies have higher rates for certain individuals?
No. All men, and the Constitution should have read all men and women, but all men, all people are created equal. I have a problem when corporations discriminate against people on the basis of their ascribed characteristics.
And
when you choose when you choose to smoke, you are making a negative healthcare decision.
Well, the insurance companies don't care about that. They care about how much they're going to pay out. They find out, well, perhaps they'll pay out more for smokers, and perhaps they'll pay out more.
I understand that the health insurance companies don't care about that, but the government, last I checked, which makes the rules about how insurance companies can behave and not behave, the government is not a health insurance company. It's not a private for-profit health insurance company. If you think the government should be legislating the interests of the bottom line of the health insurance companies, then you and I really have a fundamental disagreement.
Well, the reason they do it is because women use medical more, correct?
I guess statistically, we just heard that, yes, that's exactly right.
I mean, and so...
Well,
the reason insurance is so expensive is because there's so many rules for people...
It has nothing to do with the fact that health insurance companies, one health insurance company a couple of years ago paid their CEO $1 billion. It has nothing to do with profiteering, right? It's just those poor, persecuted health insurance companies that we should feel bad about. Right, Kevin? Hey, Kevin, do me a favor. Come back to the planet Earth, and when you do, give us a call again. Let's go to Robin in Fort Collins. Robin, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
You know, I'm a previously a public health professional, and I just want to make the point that it's quite possible that women utilizing services of their doctors means that they're more healthy than men over the long run if men are not going to see their doctors routinely, going for, you know, routine checkups and that sort of thing. And I think this has the possibility of having the chilling effect of encouraging people not to seek out their health care providers.
You think that if there is a bill that passes to illegalize discrimination, pricing discrimination, that it will tell people not to go see their health care providers?
Well, I mean, if it doesn't pass.
I absolutely agree. I mean, when you make health care more expensive, it makes it. And by the way, conservatives would probably agree with you, Robin. The conservative worldview, if you listen to Newt Gingrich talk about health care, he thinks the problem is that people aren't paying enough for health care. In other words, that the problem is that people use too much health care. Is that we as a country are somehow too healthy, and that we should charge people more to create a market disincentive for them not to go see the doctor. Which, of course, is idiotic, because the way to prevent a massive explosion in healthcare costs is to have people regularly go to the doctor to get preventive care before they come in to an emergency room after they haven't had regular checkups. That's, you know, the current system is the way to create that kind of situation, that kind of explosion in healthcare. But the conservative worldview really is, it's socially Darwinistic, economically Darwinistic. Survival of the fittest. Make healthcare as expensive as possible to make sure that the people in this country who can't pay for it basically die off. I really believe that. When you listen to them, and I encourage everybody to listen to them, when you listen to conservatives talk about the economics of healthcare, underneath it is they want people who cannot afford health care to die off and die quickly. I agree with Alan Grayson. Robin, thanks for the call. You make a great point. 954 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, before I get to traffic, I'm going to read you this one instant message. It just blew me away. He's been sending them all morning, but this one. How dare a company charge a guy with 3 DUIs more than a guy with a good driving record? I guess we should all just pay for the poor drunk who cannot control his urge to drive drunk. And isn't that the lamest analogy you've ever heard?
It is.
Because a woman has different body parts than we have?
It's my point. These conservatives try to conflate behavioral choices with ascribed characteristics.
Disgusting.
If somebody chooses to smoke, if somebody chooses to DUI, that's a different situation than if you don't get to choose what gender
what you are
born as.
Yeah,
exactly.
So lame.
But these people are lame.
Agreed. Three-car crash, westbound I-70 near I-76. Normal jams on southbound I-25 coming into downtown. Also stopping to go in Aurora, 6th Avenue to Iliff as you travel southbound. Forecast, sunny skies, maybe a little breezy, but warm, a high of 52. Currently 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working adults online or evenings. Classes start March 22nd. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Ever notice your automatic response before a collision? Hitting the brakes, honking, swerving? How about after a crash? Do you call for help? If you're injured or your cell phone's out of reach, you can't. With OnStar Automatic Crash Response, built-in sensors can alert an OnStar advisor who can direct emergency help to your exact GPS location. Help is automatic, in case your response isn't. OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
957 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take one more call and then we got to run. Mark in Denver. Mark, you got 30 seconds. Fire away.
Mark,
fire away.
Yes. The way the law is now, there are women who go without insurance because they can't afford the higher rates. But that's okay. But if we change the law and men can't afford insurance because of higher rates, oh, my God. You see the discrepancy here?
You're being facetious.
I'm being very facetious.
Yeah, I exactly see.
One real quick point also. There are a lot of single mothers out there who use doctors more because of their children.
That's absolutely true. And it really sickens me that there are people out there that could argue on behalf of insurance companies, argue that insurance companies should be able to discriminate against women. If you are one of those people, really, here's giving the big middle finger to you. Tomorrow on the show, is there going to be a third party in Colorado? We'll discuss it then.
Michael Haas is Senior Program Manager of Medtronic in Louisville and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I was trained as an engineer and enrolled in the CU Executive MBA program because I knew I needed to transform my skill set. I knew people who had graduated from the program and their careers took off. Now the faculty and staff are top-notch and the whole experience exceeded my expectations.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
The Mario Solis Marit Show is Just Say No, working for the Republicans. A Gallup poll says no. We'll take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.